This time at an elementary school. A teacher's husband came into the school and shot her. A spokesman for the Diocese of Columbus has the latest.
What we know up here in Columbus is that none of the children were injured during the incident, and that they have now been released to their parents and they're safely out of the school.
The condition of the woman was not immediately known. The shooter escaped. The shooting happened at Notre Dame Elementary in Portsmouth. A huge mob bust by federal agents.
More than 60 members of the Gambino organized crime family, including the top leadership, are being rounded up by federal agents in a probe that includes murder, racketeering, and loan sharking. Among those charged, John D'Amico, nicknamed Jackie Nose, allegedly the acting boss of the family, once headed by the late John Gotti. Seven homicides, including two dating back more than 30 years, are on the list of charges, according to a federal law enforcement official. Other alleged crimes, extortion and labor violations, including pension benefit embezzlement and corruption at New York City Public Works Project. Warren Levinson, New York.
People are clearing piles of debris from the streets after the nation's deadliest tornadoes in two decades ripped across the South. More than 50 people were killed, hundreds more injured. The president is planning to visit Tennessee tomorrow. Yankees pitcher Roger Clemens and trainer Brian McNamee brought their vastly different stories to Capitol Hill today. The AP's Brian Thomas says the trainer may have some damning evidence.
Former trainer Brian McNamee reportedly gave federal prosecutors syringes and other physical evidence that his lawyers say corroborate McNamee's allegations of drug use by Clemens. The star pitcher repeated his claim of never using performance-enhancing drugs only Tuesday in his first appearance on Capitol Hill.
And on Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is now down 15 points. This is AP Radio News. The Space Shuttle Atlantis is fueled up and ready for launch after 2 months' worth of delays. Shuttle Launch Director Doug Lyon says mechanical problems have been fixed.
I'm pleased to say all the sensors functioned as designed, and we have a good ecosystem, and we're ready to go fly.
But weather could be a problem. Forecasters are predicting a 70% chance of storms during the launch window.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
This morning, President Bush took part in the National Prayer Breakfast.
We believe that the Almighty hears our prayers.
Clinton is holding a rally in Virginia before flying on to Washington State. Barack Obama campaigns in New Orleans. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Garlic. Try America's number one selling garlic supplement, Garlic. It's all natural, drug and odor free, and cholesterol's natural enemy. For a healthy heart and healthy life, use Garlic.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Bringing democracy back to the airwaves. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Business Acquisitions, Inc. are the people you call when you want to buy or sell a business. Working with other firms and brokers locally and throughout the country, the professionals at Business Acquisitions, Inc. will be networking for you with the largest number of buyers and sellers while maintaining the utmost discretion. They can help you with evaluating or with a third-party appraisal. Business Acquisitions, Inc. has accountants and attorneys ready to assist you if needed, as well as lenders who can provide funding to complete transactions. If you or someone you know is thinking about entering or leaving the world of business ownership, call Rick James at Business Acquisitions, Inc. 480-481-0982. Professional, expedient, and discreet service for the business people of today and tomorrow. Business Acquisitions, Inc. 480-481-0982. 0982. Once again, that number is 480-481-0982.
It's a new year, Arizona, and if you're like me, you probably made a handful of resolutions for 2008. You know, like going to the gym, eating right, and tackling world peace. Well, you can make a difference this year. Join me at the 4th Annual Human Rights Campaign Gala Dinner on Saturday, February 9th at the newly renovated Phoenix Convention Center. This year's theme, Be the Change, reminds us that we are the foundation of change. And you can be the change for equality in Arizona and America. Celebrate a truly memorable evening with fine dining, keynote address by HRC President Joe Solomonese, and entertainment by the hilarious Alec Mappa from the hit television show Ugly Betty. And don't miss our spectacular silent auction featuring local premier artists, galleries, and businesses. Please join us February 9th. Your support is critical as the Human Rights Campaign continues to fight for equality for the GLBT community. Purchase your tickets now at hrc.org/Phoenix. That's hrc.org/Phoenix.
The Jeff Ferriss Show.
Fumbling all over himself and being kind of, you know, a clown on the world stage. And all of these Republicans and even some Democrats lining up behind him. And as you saw him last night, standing up and applauding his idiocy. How many of these audio clips that we play for you of these Bushisms where he said something completely ridiculous and gets a standing ovation?
The Jeff Ferriss Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 to 7 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartland Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Welcome to the Tom Hartland Program.
Tom Hartland,
truth in broadcasting.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth and justice, believers in peace, freedom, the American way. Tom Hartman here with you and broadcasting live today and tomorrow from Washington, D.C., from the Omni Shoreham Hotel, where the Conservative Political Action Conference, the largest conservative annual get-together and boogie-down party, is held. We may have, I understand, several of the presidential, or the, I guess, the two presidential. Everybody's ignoring Huckabee. I don't know if he's coming through or not, but basically I heard that John McCain and Mitt Romney will be wandering through here at some point, perhaps while we're on the air. One of the stories I heard was that Mitt Romney would be after 3, so we might miss him, but we'll see. And we're going to be having a number of people on the program dropping by. We'll be taking your calls throughout the program. A lot of news today. There are a lot of things going on in the world as well that we will be getting to. But I want to start out with John Felmy. He's here with us. He is the chief economist with the American Petroleum Institute. And Dr. John Felmy, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
And the website, api.org, as one might guess with American Petroleum Institute. John, you guys are out. You have launched an aggressive education campaign, and I've looked over your stats, and one of the things that we will agree on is that Americans are mind-bogglingly misinformed about a whole variety of things that have to do with energy, and so you've launched an education campaign around that. You want to give us the gist of that?
Well, what we found in terms of our research is that we've asked people, you know, some real fundamental facts in the industry, like where does our petroleum, for example, come from? I'll bet if you ask 100 people walking by your station here today, what country is the largest supplier, 60% would probably say Saudi Arabia, when in fact it's Canada.
To the United States. Right.
Other things are...
And Mexico's number 2, isn't it?
It bounces between 2 and 3, but it's in the top 3. The next thing is, for example, what types of energy do we use? You know, we get 40% from oil, 23% gas, 23% coal, 8% nuclear. And then when you talk about renewables, you get about 3% from hydro. And so when you finally get down to the renewables that everybody talks about, solar, wind, geothermal, ethanol, it's less than 2%. And when you ask people, they really don't have even a close idea on it. And so what we found is this is unfortunate because, you know, our elected representatives are talking to their constituents, and unfortunately the constituents are not fully informed, and so we are concerned about bad policies coming about.
You need to get right on top of these microphones, by the way. Bernie Sanders, Senator Bernie Sanders, on the floor of the Senate a couple of days ago, said since 2001, big oil has earned more than $500 billion in profits, but devoted less than a penny per gallon to produce clean, affordable fuels.
Well, I don't think that's factually correct. If you look at the amount that the industry has spent on emerging energy, say between 2000 and 2005, it was close to $100 billion. Now, a large share of that was on advanced hydrocarbons like oil shale, oil sands, liquefied natural gas.
It's really just fancy ways of getting more oil out of different kinds of rock.
Absolutely. But they've also invested in solar, wind, geothermal, advanced ethanol, in the sense of cellulosic ethanol, and so on. So, you know, we can always talk about figures, but the point is that whatever they invest, they've got to supply their customers to keep gas flowing 24/7. So that's gasoline and oil right now. And looking to the future, they're investing in these other things.
I'm seeing where AAA, perhaps a little bit off topic here, but AAA today released a report suggesting that the price of gasoline may drop as much as 50 cents this year. And two theories about this. One, that we're going into a recession, and so the decrease in demand and the increased supply is going to drop the price of gas and oil. One conspiracy theory around that, George Bush was over in Saudi Arabia the other day jawboning the Saudis, and apparently production has been jacked up among the OPEC countries, particularly the Middle Eastern ones. Or three, that the oil companies seem to do a really great job of dropping gas prices just before elections when the Republicans are at risk. Is there an unholy alliance between big oil and the Republican Party?
Well, I have the philosophy that you either believe in conspiracy or markets. And
Why not both?
Well, the conspiracy...
I mean, OPEC is a cartel. It's not a free market.
Absolutely.
There is no free market in oil.
Absolutely. And facts are very clear that OPEC had reduced their production of oil year over year by the equivalent of 1 million barrels a day until recently. Now, you have had some increases in output, but that's markets. If you have $100 oil, anybody who can supply oil is going to do it, so it's not surprising.
But if you're part of a cartel and you do that, then they can bust your chops.
Well, it's called cheating, and that's why cartels tend to fail. So if you look at what's going to happen with the future, you've got to say, well, what's going to happen with supply? And we've had problems with supply around the globe, Venezuela, Nigeria, Iraq.
Sure.
You've got to ask what's happening demand, which, of course, as you mentioned, is going to be influenced by the economy and the weather. We've been fortunate with a relatively mild winter so far, so we'll see what happens for the residual of the winter. And that comes together, and you get a crude price. And the crude price is the most important component of the cost of producing gasoline. Now, if you want to then talk about what's going to happen to that...
If I could just... when Bush came into office, the price of crude was, what, around $26, $28 a barrel, as I recall? This was in 2001?
Well, at the end of the Clinton administration in September of 2000, it was actually $37.
Okay, $37. So, and now it's flirting with $90 pretty regularly, and it's touched $100. What accounts for that roughly tripling of the price of oil in a period of 6 years? I don't recall that ever happening in my lifetime, and I'm an old fart.
Well, actually, if you go back to the late 70s.
Well, actually, 70s, in the 70s, right. Yeah, there was a spike, but that was because the Arabs just turned off the spigot because we supported Israel in the war in 72.
Well, actually, it was more of a supply impact because just the cartel, the boycott itself, really didn't do that much to world supplies because it just moved oil around the globe. But the Iranian Revolution did have a huge hit in terms of supplies. Mm-hmm. You took over 5 million barrels a day off the market, and that was a supply impact. Now, what's happening now is strong demand from China, other parts of the world, and weak supply. You've had demand up and supply down, and so prices go up as a result. Now, why do they go up more? Well, it's because markets are so tight, we have limited excess capacity, so even small movements in supply or demand can lead to a more than proportional impact on price.
Right. Yesterday, the oil companies made 667 bids for 448 tracts in the 29 million acre area up in Alaska that's the epicenter of the polar bear habitat near Point Barrow. And the winning bids, more than a record-breaking $105 million. Shell, for example, the 3x3 mile leasehold, almost twice as high as any previous bid in history. Many countries around the world are starting to say, hey, wait a minute, this oil on public lands is our property. And, you know, we will sell it to you. In other words, I mean, this is what has happened in Mexico. It's what's happening increasingly in Russia, we're seeing. It's what has happened over the last 50, 60 years in almost all of the Middle Eastern countries. It's what Chavez did in Venezuela. At what point, how do you think the oil companies would push back if the American people were to say, okay, you're going to take our oil out of our ground, out of our public territories. You're not going to take it 5 cents on the dollar or 10 cents on the dollar. You're going to take it 80 cents on the dollar or 90 cents on the dollar like the Saudis do.
Well, the thing about that is, first of all, you've got to be realistic about what royalties are already paid. You had royalties increase both in the U.S. in terms of their federal royalty offshore rates. You've also had royalties increase, for example, in Alaska substantially.
But they're still very low. I mean, ExxonMobil just made more profit than any corporation in the history of human civilization. You know?
Yeah, but if you put that in perspective, it was 10 cents on the dollar. So you've got to be realistic about how much earnings you're actually going to get for that. And if you try to adopt something that is a national approach, well, you're not going to have enough returns from the companies involved to be able to make the investment. So effectively, you would be choking the industry. And that's what we're seeing in Mexico. That's what we're seeing in Venezuela. And who knows what will happen with the rest of these other countries.
Well, what if we were to take that money, since the oil companies apparently aren't, and say, okay, we're gonna take the money from that revenue, the revenue from the sale of that oil, and invest it directly into the development of decentralized solar technology, wind technology, wave technology, and other technologies that the oil companies are flirting with, but aren't really fully jumping into.
Well, we're in the business of supplying energy that's needed now, and wishful thinking won't get you there. We're investing.
Legislation?
Well, yeah, you can, and you can have people sitting in the cold dark. So the key thing is you have to be able to supply current customers, and that requires investment. So the companies, for example, are investing more in conventional oil and gas than what they earn in terms of net income. And I mentioned to you the alternative investments they're making. So we think they're doing it in a prudent way. Now, of course, you can continue to expand, but it's going to be a function of these new technologies developing, and they're not available right now. So one has to look at this from a balanced approach, because you've got to keep consumers
supplied. I would say they are available. I mean, we do have, you know, wind power and solar power are now competitive with oil or gas. It's a matter of availability and distribution. They're not out there, but the technologies, you can buy them and put them up.
Wind, solar, geothermal, ethanol, the darlings of
let's take ethanol out of that equation.
Well, okay, wind, solar, geothermal, you're talking about 1% of our energy supplies. So you've got to be very realistic about how you're going to be able to expand that and meet the needs of consumers. Because you can't leave people in the dark.
Yes, well said. John Felmy, Dr. John Felmy, he's the chief economist for the American Petroleum Institute, API.org. John, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
16 minutes past the hour.
Tom Hartman, helping you win the water cooler wars. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Stephanie Miller at 7 a.m., Tom Hartman at 10, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-9187 now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-9187. That's 1-800-607-9187. Again, 1-800-607-9187.
What are you expecting to happen in 2008? Well, there are things we can't know, such as, will gas prices continue to rise? Or will mortgage rates continue to increase? But there are some things we know for sure, like we know this will be Bush's last full year in office, and we know this will be a challenging year for real estate. Home values are still on the decline, and mortgage rates and programs are changing every day. If you have the ability and the equity to lock in a 30-year fixed rate, don't hold off, because for the time being, you can still get a great rate on a loan. 76 Mortgage wants to remind you that rates are still at a 2-year low. So now is not the time to gamble with that interest-only or adjustable-rate mortgage. For your free mortgage analysis, call 76 Mortgage today at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. Or log on to 76mortgage.com, BK number 0907413. To get more information about fixed-rate loans, call 602-265-LOAN or log on to 76mortgage.com today.
Hi folks, Bill Einelli, broker owner of Einelli & Associates. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 for Real Estate Matters. We break down the market like no other show in the valley. Special guest, news you can use, the email bag, name that tune, and your phone calls are all part of the number one real estate show in Arizona. Real Estate Matters, Saturday mornings at 11 on 1480 KPHX.
If you keep smoking, you're gonna die. If you think it's too hard to stop, then the next 60 seconds could save your life.
Hello?
Jen, it's David.
What's wrong?
I have some bad news.
It's Dad. He has lung cancer, Jen.
Don't let this happen to your family. Final Smoke has helped tens of thousands of people quit smoking and has a 92% customer satisfaction rating in an independent study of all natural quit smoking products. Best of all, we're so confident that you will quit smoking that if you don't quit for any reason, Final Smoke is absolutely free.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the system, I quit.
This is Shelley, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
No stress, no jitters, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Remember, if you don't quit smoking, Final Smoke is absolutely free. Call 1-888-449-7392. That's 1-888-449-7392. Call for your Final Smoke now. 1-888-449-7392. Again, 1-888-449-7392.
Local economies are strong economies. Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. One of the things I really love about 1480 KPHX is how they do the vast majority of their business with locally owned companies. Local media connecting local businesses with local customers. That's the way radio is supposed to work. Keep Progressive Talk going strong and keep more of your dollars right here in town. Visit the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com. Thank you.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The dream is still alive, someday will come true, and this country belongs to folks like me and you. So let the voice of freedom sing out through this land. This is our country.
And welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you, broadcasting live coast to coast, border to border, 21 minutes past the hour. And the buzz here at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C., the CPAC conference that I'm hearing, the kind of background quiet buzz, is that Mitt Romney may today here at CPAC be announcing that he's pulling out of the race. And it's interesting because last year I was here and there were Romney people everywhere. I mean, there were thousands. You couldn't walk down the aisle without literally 40, 50 in a row of these well-scrubbed, perfectly coiffed, you know, pink-faced, well-dressed young men and women all holding Romney signs and passing out. This morning there was one. There was one. There were about 20 guys from McCain. So I this is just putting my finger to the wind, but I suspect Mitt Romney's going to pull out, and I suspect he's going to do it today. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton has loaned her own campaign $5 million of her own money. This is big news on the Democratic side. Speaking of news, Ellen Ratner with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com, on the line with us from Washington, D.C., where I am. Hey, Ellen.
It's interesting because last year they also gave out those very, very thin kinds of flip-flops that you get when you get your nails done, and they all had different flip-flops of Romney. I actually am saving them, and I'm going to make a mobile out of them because I think this is one of the greatest pieces of political something that's ever been sent.
Yeah, I think that was either the Tancredo or the Hunter campaign that was passing those things out, one of those guys.
Nobody would take responsibility, but yes, absolutely. And we heard it was Tancredo more than Hunter. But the other thing that's interesting is that Hillary Clinton claims to have raised $4 million online in 24 hours, which would be Obama's raising online, but of course not Obama's overall raise. The other thing is the Hillary Clinton campaign today is going to have a press briefer with the various Hispanic members, including the senator from New Jersey and her campaign manager, who's Hispanic, and talking about how they are going to reach out to the Hispanic vote.
At the same time, the Obama campaign is doing that as well. I'll have to get those details a little later, but big press now. The Hispanic vote seems to be a potential major swing vote in the Democratic coalition.
That's right. The other thing that's going on is Mukasey's testimony before the House Judiciary today. He actually, I was not there, but in the pre-released testimony, He said that he's very worried about the new sentencing guidelines on crack cocaine dealers. He said they may release as many as 1,600. They're violent. They shouldn't be released. Of course, this is the most racist thing in the universe. Mm. But what, of course, he didn't say is that the judges are going to hear the cases, each case, in terms of a petition for release early under the sentencing guideline change.
Right.
So it's not like you're going to be releasing these horrible people into the streets without a judge reviewing it.
Right, which is the process. I mean, yeah, we are still suffering as a nation from the consequences of the Rockefeller, what started as the Rockefeller drug laws in New York and became the so-called war on drugs. And what it has actually been is largely a war on African Americans and a war on poor people. But that's a whole other rant.
A couple other interesting things are that President Bush today was talking about his stalled nominations. He went through the whole litany, three FEC people. He said that the Federal Reserve has three nominations pending. And, of course, the issue is, and then, of course, the two nominations to the Justice Department, and one of them is famous for the torture memo. And the issue is, of course, if they push some of these nominations through, these are going to go into the next president. Yeah. Schumer's saying that this is just a bogus issue and that this is, again, just the president trying to ram his people through before he leaves office.
Yeah, absolutely. In many cases, lifetime appointments as well, or long-term appointments. By the way, Ellen, the dolphin just walked by. The guy in the gray dolphin suit, and he's wearing a T-shirt that says, I'm just a flip-flopper from Massachusetts.
Exactly. He was there last year, too.
Yeah. Yeah. He just walked by. So I guess it wasn't the Tancredo campaign.
As you know, Cheney spoke there this morning, got a standing ovation when he said, in terms of the CIA program, which, of course, the White House just admitted that they do waterboarding, that the CIA program is tougher for tougher customers. He got a standing ovation on that one.
Here at CPAC?
I'm sorry?
Here at CPAC this morning?
At CPAC this morning.
Yeah,
and he also was talking about the FISA bill. He said those who act in good faith should not be punished by trial and lawsuits. Of course, Quest Communications was the one telecommunications company that, in my opinion, acted in good faith and didn't allow the government to just wholesale tap their lines.
Right, and then the government discovered that their CEO had done something wrong, and now he's in jail.
Well, of course, you wonder why. It's sort of the Bob Ney theory of justice.
Yeah.
The absence of another 9/11 is not an accident.
Oh, Dick Cheney said that?
Dick Cheney said that. Of course, at 3 o'clock today, Eastern Time, we'll be hearing from McCain. Get your popcorn out. That's going to be good as he bends to the conservatives.
Yeah.
And then, of course, tomorrow morning, the president before he goes to Tennessee.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Ellen Ratner, thanks for the update.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. Ellen Ratner with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com. Tom Hartman here with you live from CPAC. TomHartman.com, AirAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter together. One stage, one night. Tickets at 1480kphx.com.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty good job, isn't it, when you think about it? I mean, basically, I help people save money, don't I? Like, I tell people they can save hundreds by switching to Geico. They go to geico.com, maybe save all this money on car insurance, and the next thing you know, I'm, like, invited to their wedding or whatever. One bloke actually asked me to be his best man. Dear, oh dear. Point is, if you want loads of friends, giving away money, it's not a bad idea.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, Mother Nature here. In between making beautiful sunsets, I've been consulting with the nice people who made Sucrets Complete on an all-new formula, Sucrets Herbal. On my recommendation, they've added soothing green tea, plus flavors like pomegranate and honey with ginseng to the sore throat and cough relief Sucrets is famous for. Sadly, my beehive packaging idea didn't work out. So for sore throat or cough relief, it's all in the tin, Sucrets.
The Bush administration has deployed a shadow army of some 100,000 contractors. Of these, tens of thousands are heavily armed mercenaries that roam Iraq with impunity. Among the most powerful of the companies operating in Iraq is Blackwater USA.
Jeremy Scahill on the Blackwater expose he first broke in the pages of The Nation.
How can you have tens of thousands of mercenaries operating in Iraq and not a single prosecution? Their crimes against Iraqis go undocumented and unreported. I mean, this is a shadow war.
Stories that reshape the political landscape often surface first in The Nation, America's widest read weekly journal of opinion. Why wait for Nation authors like Jeremy Scahill to become bestsellers? Right now, you can try 4 weeks of The Nation absolutely free. Call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com. Then get 20 more weeks, that's 6 months in all, for just $13.95. Or write no thanks on the invoice. Call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Five people dead in Los Angeles after a night-long standoff with a barricaded gunman. I'm Rita Foley. Among the dead, the gunman and a police officer who was among the first to arrive at the house.
SWAT made entry into the home, and an exchange of gunfire between the officers and the suspect occurred. Two veteran SWAT officers were shot.
One died, the other expected to live. Just minutes ago, police say the drama ended when police found the gunman hidden between mattresses inside the home. He was shot dead. Police say this all began after the man telephoned to say he had killed three family members. Three people other than the gunman were indeed found inside that home. Police say they are all dead. Police say a teacher has been shot by her husband at a school in Portsmouth, Ohio. No children were hurt. We don't know what condition the woman is in, nor do we know where the shooter is. They've got too much snow in the Midwest. The National Guard is riding snowmobiles out to stranded drivers on a stretch of roadway south of Madison, Wisconsin. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hey, Jeff Farias here. Is your furnace working well this winter? How would you know? Just because it's blowing hot air doesn't mean it's running safely. You could be putting your family in danger by carelessly assuming that your furnace is just fine. Well, get it checked out today by Parker & Sons. In fact, Parker & Sons is now offering a 40-point tune-up and safety check for just $69. That's $30 cheaper than normal. Call Parker & Sons at 602-2-REPAIR. That's 602, the number 2, then R-E-P-A-I-R for Parker & Sons. It's the company I trust, and you can too.
How satisfying would it be for you to know that a construction job you helped manage is now a functioning building, home, or development? The construction industry needs qualified people to plan and coordinate various phases of construction projects. But to get to that level, you need to develop knowledge and skills, the kind that are taught in the construction management program at ITT Technical Institute. Call 1-800-338-4571. ITT Tech's Bachelor Degree Program in Construction Management helps graduates prepare for career opportunities in a variety of entry-level positions in the construction management field. Classes meet just a few days a week to help you balance school with your life, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Learn more about pursuing your degree in this high-demand field. Call now for a brochure on the Construction Management Program at ITT Tech. Call 1-800-338-4571. 1-800-338-4571. That's 1-800-338-4571.
Listening to the radio, it's a daily activity for many people, right? But what if you couldn't listen to the radio, hear everyday conversations, or recognize voices of loved ones? Hearing loss is a common, preventable condition in the U.S., and it doesn't just affect the elderly. Protect your hearing. For more information on hearing loss and referrals to an otolaryngologist, the only medical doctor specifically trained to treat the ear, nose, throat, head, and neck, visit www.entdoctors.org. A message from the American Academy of Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery.
We're back on News. I'm and you should take me seriously because I kissed every ass on this network to get my job.
And I'm and my credibility's all in my hair product and breast implants.
You can trust the bubbleheads to inform you. Or you can listen to the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
All right, let's take a shallow, oversimplified look at the news, broken down to create the most red state, blue state conflict.
But first, let's look at my boobs again.
1480 KPHX. It's radio for the rest of us.
The Randy Rhoads Show. Weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480 KPHX.
Lonely feeling deep inside. Find the corner.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you, and I've gotten two semi-confirmations that Mitt Romney, I'm not sure if he's speaking right now or not, but somebody is, and there's a whole bunch of people down at the monitors, but he's supposed to be speaking any second now, that he has, in fact, bailed out, that he is pulling out. So, interesting. So now the conservatives here at the Conservative Political Action Conference, and keep in mind, this is not a Republican Party event. This is a movement event. This is the epicenter of the conservative movement. You know, going all the way back to the 60s after Goldwater went down in flames. The conservatives here are going to have to make a decision. They're going to swallow hard and decide whether they're going to get with the program and elect a Republican, that being John McCain, or whether they're going to go their own way and, you know, hope for another day. And it's going to be real interesting. I have with me Carl Abrams. Carl is the general manager of WSRO, AM 650, in Framingham, Mass.
That's correct.
And Carl, you're also engineering the Radio Row here. We met and got to know each other last year. You've been a great help. But I wanted to get you on for two reasons. First of all, I'm just curious. I mean, you do the CPAC conference here. You know all these guys.
Sure do.
What are they going to do without Mitt Romney?
I don't know. You know, it was, you know, the people here were split, you know, with the people that I've listened to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The people that were from it, and those people from the other guy. And, you know, They considered Romney to be the more conservative, you know, which was more fit their plan.
Right.
I don't know what they're going to do, actually, to be honest with you.
It's going to be an interesting next 24 hours.
I mean, you know, they have to make a choice, like you're saying. They have to make a decision now.
Yeah. So we'll keep track of that. But the main reason I wanted to get you on, Carl, is you have just a remarkable story. You're a member of a Brazilian church, a church that's largely Brazilian.
That's correct.
You are not yourself, but I guess your girlfriend is.
I'm American,
and
yeah.
There's just some bizarre stuff going on with ICE, with our immigration service. You want to share with our listeners the story that you told me this morning?
Absolutely. You know, what I have told Tom about is that we had a boy. He's about 26, 27 years old. Okay, he was feeding his family, sending money back, of course, to Brazil. And I'm speaking, you know, on behalf of the Brazilian population on this. But what had happened was that he got arrested for speeding. Okay, and then, of course, there was an ICE warrant on him. Okay. And so what they did was they held him, you know, for ICE to come pick him up. ICE come and got him a couple of days later. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, basically my concern right now is that, yes, he did something illegal. Okay, he was here illegally. He was feeding his family. But what they did was when they picked him up, they transported him down in Massachusetts to the Plymouth House of Correction.
Which is a prison.
It's a prison. It's a full-fledged Massachusetts prison. And literally, he, you know, has not been able to talk to anyone. They won't let anyone come see him. And pretty much put him in isolation. Okay, he said the area was cold. Okay, I mean, he's been allowed to make a few phone calls. He's talked to his sister. His sister's talked to me. And literally, you know, he was getting fed one meal a day. Hardened criminals get three. I don't know what's going on with these people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
People on death row get three meals a day.
And they put him in with hardened criminals. These people were trying to feed, you know, their family.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
This is a classic example of where the Mitt Romney Republican types basically are the ones who are inviting these folks into the country. They're, mm-hmm. they're saying, hey, we'll give you a job if you'll, you know, take life and limb and come here. And they're also demagoguing the issue. They're running around going, oh, you know, we got to do something about all these people, right? Which is, in my opinion, more often than not, code for people with darker skin.
Most people won't even take the jobs that these people take. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so, the pay anyway that's being offered.
Yeah,
and that's the point. It gets back to the employers.
Yeah.
But instead of nailing the employers, instead of saying, okay, you know, you provoked these folks to come into this country, and you're paying them, and you're instead they're going after the individual human beings. This is blame the victim on steroids.
Oh, I'm telling you. I mean, then there's a second story about a lady that was, you know, coming from Miami here up to Massachusetts. Okay, they were at the airport. Her husband, two kids, you know, and his wife. They stopped his wife one of the security agents did, and says, "Do you have a green card?" And the girl said no, and they arrested her on the spot.
Right.
She's been in the Miami prisons now for almost 6 months. She's not been allowed to see her family, the kids. These people cleaned houses for a living.
Yeah.
They've done nothing wrong. They shouldn't be in with maximum security prison people.
You think that, I lived in Germany for a year, and I know in European countries, they're pretty hard-assed about it. I mean, if you're in the country illegally, they will arrest you, and they will deport you. But it's like, bang, it happens just like that.
2-3 days, you know what I'm saying? If you're caught in Brazil, they send you back here in 72 hours, 3 days.
Right.
If you're caught in England, the same way. Because I know that another person I know from Brazil was in England. They were there illegally, and they got caught. Okay, and then, and England processed them out in 72 hours and sent them home.
Right. They don't want taxpayer dollars, paying to put these people in jail. Why
are these people staying, and keeping these people 30, 60, 90, 120, 6 months? Okay. These people are here.
And these are people
you know.
And
I know these people.
Happen.
Yes. Yeah, I know these people.
This is not some rumor of somebody who's brother.
No. Yeah. I mean, I made, the tracing phone calls that kept my eyes on the kid when he got arrested.
Yeah.
Okay. Right to the prison. Okay.
Wow.
And so I know for a fact, okay, that this is happening because I'm the guy that traced them for the girls, the sister of the brother that went to jail.
So do you think that this is... Yeah, I
think it's deplorable conduct on America's side.
I agree with that. I mean, but why? Why would they do this? Is it because they're trying to jack up the stats on the number of people that they have in jail so they can either on the one hand brag about it or on the other hand say, hey, we don't have enough resources. Look, we've got all these people in jail already. What, you want us to deport 10 million other people? I mean, what? There's some kind of political equation. I really don't see ICE doing this stuff in the dark. Somebody making decisions at the Justice Department.
First of all, I want people to understand I have no political agenda, on this. Okay?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay? So, I'm in defense of the people.
Yeah.
Okay? The Brazilian people have asked me to speak on their defense because they're scared to talk to anybody.
Right.
They've learned to trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they know that when they've asked me to do something, I'm going to do something about it. And one of it is bring the decision to the people, to have them look in their own backyard if they want to look at human rights issues.
Now, you told me earlier that Joe Lieberman's office, and this is, one of those rare instances where Joe may be a good guy. He's not one of my favorite people, frankly, but...
Oversight. He's on the oversight committee for ICE.
Right. Is he the chair?
He's one of the key senior officers. Yeah.
Right.
He's one of the key people that actually does this.
And you contacted his office, and they said what?
It was the first time anyone has ever complained.
Amazing.
Okay. And I think it's because, like I said, the people themselves are afraid to speak to anyone.
Right.
Okay. I'm not.
Right, I get it, Carl. I get it. And in fact, if any of our listeners want to get a hold of Carl, we're going to put it on our homepage at tomhartman.com as well. There's no website for this. This isn't a movement or anything like that. I mean, this is just work that you're doing in Massachusetts.
I want them to just let my people go.
Yeah, there you go. And it's Carl, C-A-R-L, Abrams, A-B-R-A-M-S, at Verizon.net is your email address. And I'll mention that again as we wrap this segment up. And also, as I said, we'll put it on our website. And maybe some folks with some resources or some ideas can get in touch with you.
Any type of help that could be offered is going to be appreciated because, these people want to go home. They're arrested. They're given that choice. But then it takes 30 days, 6 months to process them out of here? Why?
Right. Yeah.
It should not.
Right.
And especially where these people are family people. In 72 hours, you can tell whether or not a person's a criminal. That's what I was given as an excuse. Oh, well, we've got to find out if he's done anything wrong first.
Right. They've got pretty sophisticated databases these days.
In 72 hours, let's put it this way. The Secret Service, if you're going to go visit the White House or go anyplace else, you give them your Social Security number. In 24 hours, they know everything about you.
Of course, their answer would be, that's somebody with a Social Security number. These are people without, so we've got to do some other sort of profile.
Granted, but they still have their passport.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
And that passport is more than fully
sure.
traceable.
Sure.
So the passport information still gives people.
And why 6 months down the road?
That's right.
For a woman who was cleaning rooms in a hotel.
She cleans rooms for a living, and her husband cleaned houses. Her and her husband did this together, and that's how they fed their family. You know what I'm saying? And to be put in prison. Yeah. Okay, with hardened criminals, yes. I'm not saying that these people did, you know, something wrong, because they did.
Right.
They know this.
Right.
Okay? And even the Brazilian people will tell you, okay, yes, all right, so you know, we do know that we did something wrong.
Yeah.
But don't treat
us. The penalty is supposed to be send me home.
Don't treat me like a dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't treat me like a dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's incorrect behavior, I think, you know, by this government.
Yeah. And the other thing that you've learned is that the around the United States, that local and state police departments tend to be quite reasonable in the way that they deal with folks.
They actually feel bad.
But when they get turned over to ICE, then it gets really strange.
I'm telling you, you have no idea. The police department really does feel bad, because a lot of these people in our communities, you may not think so, they pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it this way: the state and the government take their money for the taxes.
Sure.
And they say nothing. And they know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, these are illegals, but they're paying taxes.
Yeah.
That's the part that really hurts me the most. They take their money for taxes
and
say nothing, but yet if they're caught, they're arrested and treated like a dog.
Yeah.
Go ask who on this. I have no idea, but I think the people need to know. And that's why I'm speaking out on their behalf, because I was asked to.
And you're doing a great job. It's Carl, C-A-R-L, Abrams, A-B-R-A-M-S, at Verizon.net. Carl Abrams from WSRO, AM 650 in Framingham.
Thank you,
Carl, for being with us.
Thank you, sir.
Good talking.
All right.
Tom Hartman here with you from the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C., live. We'll be right back.
Hartman Program, transforming the world by revitalizing democracy. Randy Rhodes at 1 p.m., Jeff Farias at 4, weekday afternoon on 1480 KPHX.
Another good thing about GEICO is they've got, like, real live people working there 24/7. So, like, say you need to report a claim, right? A real person will be there to help you. Then you can use Geico.com to view photos of the damage, track your claim, print an estimate. You want an English muffin? They literally hand you a toasted muffin with butter and jam. Oh, tasty. That's a complete dramatisation, of course, but you get my point.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Should a man over 50 take the same multivitamin as a woman? Until recently, you didn't have much choice, but now you do. Introducing new One-A-Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, a complete multivitamin specially formulated for the needs of a man over 50. The only leading multivitamin with both support for prostate and heart health, plus ginkgo for memory and concentration. New One-A-Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the only complete multivitamin with more of what matters to you.
Stephanie Miller.
Here is Sue and Jacob, who is 4. Get ready to say aw. Hi, Sue.
Yes.
Is Jacob there?
Yes, he is.
Can I say hi?
You sure can. Hi.
Hi.
Oh. Hi. Are you ready for us to say George W. Bush is an idiot?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Dick.
George W. Bush is an idiot.
Oh, yay. I believe
the children are... The Stephanie Miller Show. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10 on 1480 KPHX.
I can change the world with my own two hands.
This is your activist update. This Saturday and Sunday, the VNSA used book sale takes place at the Arizona State Fairgrounds, 17th Avenue McDowell. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday, 8 a.m. to 4. Go to www.vnsabooksale.org. On Tuesday, February 12th, it's Progressive Lobbying Day, 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., Arizona State Capitol Senate Lawn, 1700 West Washington Street. And on Friday, February 22nd, David Ray Griffin will be coming to town to talk about his newest book, 9/11 Contradictions, an open message to Congress and the press. 7 p.m., University Presbyterian Church, 139 East Alameda, Tempe, Arizona. To find out all the latest in activities going on here in the Valley, go to 1480kphx.com and click on the Activist Update button.
There is no reason to live in fear. Fear is just the result of lack of preparation, and your home is no place to be fearful. Yet we all know someone who is caught unprepared. The bottom line is, you have a home, a family, and pets you are responsible for. ProtectYourWorldAlarms.com not only provides alarms for security protection, but protection from carbon monoxide, as well as fires, They offer security products which can impact every area of your life. ProtectYourWorldAlarms.com is locally owned, and they offer a complete range of home security solutions. So they'll let you customize the level of protection that's right for your home. You love your house, you love your family, and you love your pets. Protect them. For more information or for a free on-site risk evaluation, call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003. Or log on to ProtectYourWorldAlarms.com. Your home is not just a house, it's your whole world. Log on to ProtectYourWorldAlarms.com or call 623-205-8003.
The mainstream media ignored him. The right-wing noise machine attacked him. And this country went to war because no one listened to him. Now you can. 1480 KPHX presents former Chief UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter, joining Mike Malloy for a night of enlightenment at the Fiesta Resort Conference Center in Tempe. February 23rd. Tickets at 1480kphx.com. Presented by Ecotality Inc. and sponsored in part by Camelview Accounting Services and USTourofDuty.org. Find out what they didn't want you to know.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Welcome back. I was just during the break, ran down to the TV monitor, and Mitt Romney's in the room next to us speaking right now, and he was just saying, and apparently, because size does matter, he's suspending. Oh, interesting. Here, Carl, you can just talk into the microphone here. Carl Abrams back with us. He's been watching this thing.
Yeah, from what I understand, he's suspending the campaign. He's not quitting.
Uh-huh.
Okay, which allows him to keep his delegates, okay, which are actually the ones that he's won so far. Right. He gets to keep those. Plus, he gets to keep matching contributions and so on and so forth. So he's still a player.
Interesting. So he's doing like John Edwards did on the Democratic side.
Right.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Carl.
Yep.
Thanks. So, yeah, there you go. That's what's going on. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. Dan in Eugene, Oregon. Hey, Dan.
Hey. Good morning. Well, as usual, first thing I do is turn the radio on and listen to you. And since I'm doing so, I spill coffee all over myself. And that flashed across the screen on TV.
Uh-huh.
But
I think we beat the TV, didn't we?
I do both.
But, Dan?
Yeah, I wanted to speak about you know, what an awesome ticket would be, because I think that it's going to be McCain-Huckabee, and what an awesome ticket, although that there's drawbacks to, you know, anything and everything.
You think it's going to be a McCain-Huckabee ticket on the right?
Yeah, and I would, you know, if I had my druthers, I'd rather have Obama, but I think that if it was Clinton, Obama, that would be an awesome ticket.
I agree.
Yeah, because, you know, and as long as, you know, that Clinton would stay on the road and Obama would follow and we would continue the progressive path, you know, to stay energized, to keep this going, you know honestly, fairly, you know, it's just, you know, we just got to heal the nation. But not only that, to actually, you know, patch it up, you know, in the world's eye.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree, Dan. And there's a lot of healing and a lot of patching that needs to be done. Thanks a lot for the call. Adam in New York City. Hey, Adam. You're on the air, Adam. Adam? No, Adam. Oh, all righty. Story in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Story. Story, you're breaking up here. Barbara in Auburn, Washington. Hey, Barbara.
Hi there, Tom.
Hi.
Boy, you set my day every day. I have to get everything done before you
respond. Thank you. What's up?
Well, I was calling because I've been watching channel to channel, and I have not seen yet where anyone has played a clip of when John McCain came back from Iraq, was caught lying, and was right on that evening television saying, okay, I lie, I exaggerate, that's just who I am.
He didn't say I lie, that's just who I am.
Well, he said I exaggerate, I lie, one of those words.
Huh.
But he was caught, and he admitted it. He just said, well, that's who I am.
Yeah. Well,
why isn't anyone playing this thing? All this man has done is lie.
Yeah.
We wait for the good meat out here to wrap ourselves around it.
Yeah. But if that is the case, then whoever the Democratic nominee is needs to get that piece of video and needs to be playing it and playing it and playing it.
I'm going to email it to Oprah today.
There you go. Barbara, thank you very much for the call. Great to hear from you. Frank in Middletown, New York. Hey, Frank, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I see you're in the Lion's Den today. Good luck.
Yeah.
During the commercial break, I switched over to God forbid Rush for a moment, and he's absolutely apoplectic. He has heard about Romney, of course. And basically his theme, of course, continues to be, don't blame us, this is all your fault, it's not our fault. You know, I can't help but wonder if
this is all whose fault?
Pardon me?
This is all your fault. Who's the you that
okay, well, he doesn't exactly tie that down. It's sort of that universal, all you, well, what are you
saying? Squishy Republicans?
He's saying a lot of Republicans are, you know, in order to stay in power, a lot of politicians are going to line up behind McCain, even though it violates their own philosophy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because they're weak, you know, need, and they want to stay in power. But I can't help but wonder if he and the others aren't really trying to create a win-win situation for themselves. I mean,
how so?
In the final analysis, they operate in this increasingly marginalized world of right-wing radio by being negative and playing to a negative audience. And if McCain were, in fact, to win, which is doubtful, the presidency, then they can continue to do their, see, he's a bad guy, and he's not, you know, a true conservative. On the other hand, if Hillary or Obama wins, they can spend the next 8 years saying, see, we told you so, if you'd listened to us, there wouldn't be a Democrat in the White House.
Right. Plus, if the economy really is about to tank, and now more than 50% of economists in the United States, I think the last number was 59% of economists, say we are heading for a serious and deep recession. And if the fingers in the dike are being held mostly by the administration and the Fed, and a Democrat is elected president, and the House and Senate go Democratic, then they pull their fingers out of the dike. I mean, this I think is part of their endgame strategy, but what do I know? I'm just a conspiracy theorist. Frank, thanks a lot for the heads up. Good talking to you. Ron in Sylmar, California. Hey, Ron. Got about a minute here before we got to wrap up the hour.
I wanted to point out something to you. When you talked about earlier the total destruction of when Goldwater was running for president, Johnson ran his whole campaign on one thing, because I was a Democrat back then, and he ran it on, I will not get us in a ground war with Asia. And, of course, I was a draft age then, and I said, well, you better put that guy in office. Well, he got in office, and 6 months afterward, I voted for Johnson, and I got Goldwater.
Yeah, in effect, yeah. And some of that, frankly, came out of the LBJ assassination, or the JFK assassination, and LBJ's desire, on the one hand, to make a stand against communism somewhere in the world, and his concern that he thought that for a while there anyway, for the first initial months after that assassination, thought that maybe Castro had something to do with it and decided he was going to take his stand someplace where it wasn't quite so close by. But anyhow, Ron, interesting point, and thank you for making it. It's a cautionary note, certainly for all of us of any political persuasion, you know, that we have to be involved if we're going to influence the political process. It's not enough to just vote.
Truth in broadcasting.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. I'll bet there are just a few of you who are still wondering what to do. Once again, Vermont Teddy Bear is here to rescue you. You can actually call them as late as 10 p.m. tonight, and they'll make sure your sweetie gets a gorgeous handmade bear delivered to her home or office tomorrow. There's a heartthrob bear in silky boxers, Mr. Right wearing a tuxedo, or the new I've Fallen For You bear. They even have bears with tattoos that can be customized with her name on it. Every Vermont teddy bear is handmade in Vermont and guaranteed for life, and each comes with free gourmet chocolate and a gift card in their famous gift box. This year I got Angel Bear for a special person in my life. I know that she'll just love it, and I wanted to share what an angel she's been to me and Louise. Get the perfect gift for the perfect girl. Call 1-800-829-BEAR. Or shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com right now. Overnight delivery is absolutely guaranteed. That's VermontTeddyBear.com or 1-800-829-BEAR.
And please tell him you heard about him from Tom Hartman.
Tired of cable rates going up and up? Then you need to make the switch to Dish Network. Get more of your favorite channels in pure digital quality for less money than cable. And if you switch now, my friends at My Dish Now will give you a genuine Apple iPod. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to a high-definition receiver with a built-in digital video recorder that works on two TVs. Your free DVR lets you pause and rewind live TV, skip commercials, and record in HD. And the free professional installation will be done fast, usually within 48 hours. Compared to your cable bill, My Dish Now packages start at under $20 a month. No equipment for you to buy. Installation is free. Your HD TV DVR upgrade, free. A full year subscription to TV Guide magazine, free. And don't forget your Apple iPod thank you gift for test driving Dish Network. Have your credit card handy and schedule your installations right now. Call 1-800-610-7657. This amazing offer won't last long, so don't wait. Call now. 1-800-610-7657. 1-800-610-7657.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Major developments today in the presidential campaign. Mitt Romney is suspending his bid for the Republican presidential nomination. After balloting on Super Tuesday, Romney had won fewer than 300 delegates. And a top Romney spokesman had said this week his candidate might not fare well in the upcoming primaries. Romney appeared today before the Conservative Political Action Committee in Washington. His departure effectively seals the nomination for John McCain. He will address the conservative group later today. A deadly police standoff in Los Angeles has ended. Assistant Police Chief Jim McDowell.
We have a total of the suspect's demise as well as three additional males. We believe them to be possibly related to one another or to this family, to this residence.
A SWAT team member was also killed in the shootout with the gunman. The standoff began last night in a house in the San Fernando Valley. A teacher's husband went to her elementary school today in Ohio and shot her. No children were hurt. The condition of the woman not immediately known. SWAT teams have surrounded a nearby home. A huge mob bust targeting the Gambino crime family. AP's Warren Levinson has that story.
John Jackie Nose D'Amico, said to be the acting boss of the Gambino crime family, is among those being charged, says a federal law enforcement official. The alleged crimes include racketeering, extortion, and seven homicides.
American and Italian authorities have arrested dozens of people in a takedown of what they call a transatlantic drug trafficking operation run by the mafia. A major snowstorm has left motorists and some air travelers stranded in the Midwest. In Wisconsin, the National Guard says as many as 800 vehicles remain stranded on Interstate 90 after semi-trailer trucks got stuck on that highway yesterday. Meanwhile, lines are long at Chicago's O'Hare Airport after about 1,000 flights were canceled yesterday. About 100 passengers spent the night there on cots. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow up 43 points. This is AP Radio News. All eyes are on the skies today at the Kennedy Space Center as NASA heads toward the scheduled launch of the space shuttle Atlantis. Spokesman George Diller says storms may delay that launch.
We still had a 70% chance of not meeting our launch weather criteria this afternoon, but again, it will all be in the timing of when that front has a direct effect on the Cape Canaveral vicinity.
All the mechanical problems that had been plaguing the Atlantis have now been resolved. A collision today between an Amtrak locomotive and a commuter train at Washington's Union Station. The train's rear wheels were knocked off the track. Seven people were hurt, complaining of minor head and neck injuries. Residents of the South American nation of Colombia are celebrating a day without cars. More than a million private cars and trucks were kept off the streets of Bogota for Clean Air Day. Commuters were encouraged to walk, ride a bicycle, or even take public transportation to work. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Pep Boys. Pep Boys can help you save gas. A two-pack of STP Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner is only $5. That's two bottles for $5. Pep Boys, auto professional repair and maintenance every day.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Business Acquisitions, Inc. are the people you call when you want to buy or sell a business.
Working with other firms and brokers locally and throughout the country, the professionals at Business Acquisitions, Inc. will be networking for you with the largest number of buyers and sellers while maintaining the utmost discretion. They can help you with evaluating or with a third-party appraisal. Business Acquisitions, Inc. has accountants and attorneys ready to assist you if needed, as well as lenders who can provide funding to complete transactions. If you or someone you know is thinking about entering or leaving the world of business ownership, call Rick James at Business Acquisitions, Inc. 480-481-0982. Professional, expedient, and discreet service for the business people of today and tomorrow. Business Acquisitions, Inc. 480-481-0982. Once again, that number is 480-481-0982.
Embarrassed by doggy odor? Well, come bathe with us. Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. Self-service dog wash, full-service grooming, hip accessories, delicious fresh baked treats. Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center at 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Winner, Best of Phoenix Magazine and Best of New Times. Wash them, feed them, spoil them, all in one cool place. For all your clean doggy needs, Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. Bark if you're dirty. 602-462-9274. That's 602-462-WASH. Call or stop by today.
My name is Adam Kokesh, and I served as a sergeant on a Marine Corps Civil Affairs team in Fallujah. Now, I'm a member of Iraq Veterans Against the War. From March 13th to the 16th, we will be revealing the reality of the U.S. occupations of Iraq and Afghanistan, and what will be history's largest gathering of U.S. veterans who served there, as well as Iraqi and Afghan survivors. Eyewitnesses will share their experiences in a public investigation called Winter Soldier, Iraq and Afghanistan. To find out more, sign a statement of support, and to see what you can do to help us spread the message of Winter Soldier, please go to IVAW.org.
The Mike Malloy Show.
You know, I've been through this. I really have with the Kennedy assassination, and I know a lot of people are absolutely utterly convinced. Look, it was Lee Harvey Oswald. Malloy, take a break. Forget about it. I will not believe that. If I'm conscious, if I have a conscious death, I will not believe it as I'm sucking in my last lungful of air.
The Mike Malloy Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KTHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KTHX. Program. Welcome to the vast, radical, middle conspiracy. Accept no imitations. Tom Hartman.
And welcome back. Mitt Romney's still going on. He's went down during the break and watched him speak here at the CPAC conference. All about the evils of the big unions and the big government. And we got to, you know, money doesn't come out of nowhere. No, it comes out of the pockets of the middle class, going to the pockets of the people at Bain Financial, his pump and dump shop, chop shop. Oh, my. So, anyway, on it goes. On it goes. Mitt Romney apparently is about to announce. He's obviously going to milk this thing as long as he can so that he can just continue speaking. But about to announce that he's suspending his campaign, but he's going to hang on to his delegates, apparently the same way that John Edwards did with his delegates on the Democratic side. George W. Bush has held up more than 84 nominees over his guy Bradbury, one of the guys who authored two secret memos authorizing the CIA to basically torture people. Congress doesn't want to get this guy in, so... Bush is having a bit of a problem with that, but anyway. David Bossi is with us. He is the executive producer of a new movie. He's with Citizens. He's first of all the president of Citizens United, and he is the executive producer of a new movie, Hillary the Movie, which is going to be. Is it? You're not premiering it here tonight. You premiered in L.A. last week, didn't you? I'm sorry. Let me turn your mic on here. That helps. There you go.
That always helps. We have a premiere here this evening at for CPAC. All 6,000 attendees can come. Obviously, it's at the same time of the main dinner this evening, but it's a great opportunity for people here to see the film. We did have premieres in San Diego, Orange County, Los Angeles, Phoenix last week, Florida, Washington, D.C., New York City. We've been marching it out around the country, and we're really proud of the film. And it really has taken a hold. And I think if she is the Democratic nominee, it's going to have a major part of what happens between now and November.
This is your film is going to be basically the summary of the hit on Hillary that the Republicans will take. Is that the essence of what you're saying? I mean, to boil it down to its political reality.
Well, look, the reality of the film is it encompasses her entire career. She likes to say she has 35 years of experience. We have gone back to do the hard work of making sure that the American people are informed and educated about those years, whether it's her time in Arkansas, her time at the White House as First Lady, or as her Senate career has been over the last 8 years.
Right. Now, you're presenting this as a documentary, essentially.
But, it is a documentary.
But when you guys argued that in court, a judge literally laughed your lawyer out of the courtroom. Said, literally the judge laughed in this guy's face.
Well, no, that's not really what happened.
James
what he did
Bob
is
Jr. He, was your lawyer.
Sure. But what he did was he compared it to 60 Minutes. Which the judge
your
laughed
lawyer
at.
Did, yeah, yeah. And the judge laughed at it.
But he didn't laugh at it as a document.
This is a hit piece. This is not a document.
No, no, he did not say that.
No,
you're saying that. But
yeah, sure.
It is a documentary,
and it's a factually
based. It's a documentary based on fact. It is a documentary that is undisputed in its fact, in its documentation, and in its presentation. So I urge you to watch it before you just call it names because you have not seen it.
You're absolutely right. Okay. And in fact,
I urge you to see it. I'll be happy to provide a DVD copy. You can watch it at your leisure. But I can assure you, I take very seriously facts, and I take very seriously documents, and I take very seriously testimony. And so I served as the chief investigator for the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on Government Reform and Oversight. I was an investigator on the Whitewater Committee. I live these cases, and I know them very well, as you know.
But in that context, Dan Burton fired you for taking transcripts or taking tapes of Hillary Clinton and editing them in ways that mischaracterized their reality.
10 years later, that's what people boil it down to. That's not accurate.
Dan Burton is a Republican. But.
Sure, and he didn't fire me. I quit. There's a distinction, obviously, there. First and secondly, when you're in those types of battles, people tend to be scapegoated, and that is.
So you think you were the
I don't think I know. I mean, if you read every article that was written, that's what it says.
So we're talking with David
Whether
Bossie.
Whether it's the Washington Post or New York Times.
Right. He's the producer. He's president of Citizens United, a producer of Hillary the Movie, this new movie.
It's a documentary.
Documentary, okay, about Hillary. HillaryTheMovie.com, by the way, the website, and CitizensUnited.org.
Yeah. And let me just say this. I urge people, go to HillaryTheMovie.com, read about the movie, look at the cast list, watch the trailers yourself. Go to the website, watch the trailers, read about the movie,
well,
and
let's,
educate
let's get
yourself
to the details here, David. We've got about, I think, about 4 or 5 minutes
and by the way, Mitt Romney did just literally announce, as I sat down, that he's out of the race.
Ah, okay.
Okay,
yeah.
So I thought that would be...
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I ran up here because I was literally waiting for the words to come out of his mouth.
He used the word suspended, though, right?
Well, he said, I am not taking this. If I take this to the convention, I will not allow John McCain to start his national campaign. And therefore, I'll be harming the party, harming the conservative movement. And therefore, I'm not doing it for myself. I didn't start this campaign as for me. Right. I started out for the movement.
So it's a selfless thing.
I was not a Romney supporter, but I think he'll be missed in the
debate. Who were you supporting?
Fred Thompson.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. So you're really a movement conservative
yes,
guy.
Absolutely.
What are the, if we can, at some point, I would like to get back to the Hillary the
sure,
movie,
because
what I'd like to know is what are the talking points when this, you know, what I would characterize as a swift boat kind of thing, not,
sure.
You know, it's when this hits the thing, what is it going to be? You know,
sure, absolutely.
And I'm curious about that, and I think my listeners are too. But as a movement conservative, here's John McCain, who says...
Who is not one.
Yeah, well, who is kind of campaigning as one.
But he's not one. He talks the talk, but doesn't... Has never, will never.
So there's 6,000 movement conservatives in this building
that
today.
That is correct.
And they have aligned themselves with the Republican Party over the years.
Sure.
But there have been times...
The party of Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan wasn't always a Republican. Ronald Reagan was always a conservative. And then he became a Republican
Wait a second. Reagan gave amnesty to illegals in this country.
There's no question that there,
Reagan
he made
raised taxes more than any president in the history of the United States. Largest tax hikes, two of them, the two largest tax hikes in the history of this country.
Come on, I'm tell me why Reagan's a conservative. I don't get it.
Ronald Reagan.
Reagan invaded a country that was that represented no threat to us, and you know, a war without authorization of Congress. I mean, isn't that a conservative value to follow the Constitution? He goes into Grenada.
Come on, he is.
What made him a conservative?
Know, look, Ronald Reagan was a conservative.
He talked
long
the talk.
Long before. I was born. He was a guy in the...
In 48, he was campaigning for Truman.
I understand.
He was a Democrat before you were born.
He had a conversion. That is true. I don't... There are plenty of conservative Democrats in this country.
Right.
There may be even more conservative Democrats in this country than liberal Democrats in this country, because my parents are both conservative Democrats.
Yeah.
I was the first Republican... I was the first person in my family to register as a Republican of either side, any generation. So I was I literally broke the mold.
We're sort of the opposites on that. My parents are Republicans.
Well, so. See, but you know, my family's from Boston.
Yeah.
We were, you know, a John F. My grandmother, who's 94, still, you know, lives in an era of JFK.
Sure.
And that is just how people operate. And it's a generational thing. People grow up.
So what are the conservative? What's the
look,
what are the
John
movement
McCain,
conservatives going to do now? What are you guys going to do?
John, I think what he has allowed here is potentially...
What Romney has allowed.
What Romney has allowed is potentially the seriousness of a one-on-one race, meaning Huckabee versus McCain. And I believe that a vast majority
of conservatives
will go to Huckabee. Now, I don't know. I will say this. Doing the math in a three-way race was really, really difficult and probably impossible. But the math in a two-man race may be able to be done. Now, I don't know if enough of Romney's support turns out for Huckabee. I think that there would be a dramatic number of those people, if Huckabee had backed out,
right,
that they would go to Romney, and Romney backing out goes to Huckabee. Whether it's big enough to stop this momentum,
but
is,
Huckabee is on record as saying that he favors amending the Constitution to strip out separation of church and state. That again is something that Barry Goldwater would have been horrified by.
I'm a movement conservative. I have the biggest in this room in Washington. I have the largest conservative PAC in the country,
mm-hmm,
bar none.
Right.
So. We gave a $5,000 maximum contribution, which is all you can do,
right,
to Mitt Romney. I'm sorry, not to Mitt Romney, but to Governor Huckabee.
Right.
We gave it to Duncan Hunter. We gave it to Sam Brownback, and we gave it to Fred Thompson.
Right.
So we gave $5,000 to each of them.
With Hunter and Brownback, certainly you have guys who are pretty solid, pretty consistent.
Yeah, and obviously Fred Thompson, too, I think.
Well, I could debate that with you, but you know, I'll give you that. You want to stick around for just a second and get into some of the details of this movie?
Sure,
I'm curious to find out, you know, what's coming down the road for Hillary if she's the nominee.
Certainly,
as I said, I think my listeners would like to know. We do have to take a break, though. It's 16 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Radio Program. We're talking with David Bossie, executive producer of Hillary the Movie, hillarythemovie.com.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, where despair is not an option. Get active. Mike Malloy at 7 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 10, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Reason number 13 to switch to Geico. Everybody else is doing it. Now we know that logic never won an argument with your mom, especially when you were lobbying for that BB gun. You could put an eye out or something. But when it comes to car insurance, joining the crowd could be a good thing. Last year, more than 3 million drivers switched to GEICO for savings, round-the-clock service, and the latest in online technology. Yep, millions switched, and nobody put a single eye out.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Aleve D.
The D is for difference.
Aleve D.
The D is for the decongestant.
Aleve D.
The D is what devours sinus pressure and nasal congestion. The amazing all-day strength of Aleve comes with the D, the leading all-day decongestant.
Aleve D.
The Aleve stops the pain. The D stops the pressure and congestion.
Aleve D sinus.
Ask for it at the pharmacy counter and feel the difference.
Aleve D sinus and calm.
Be clear and strong all day long.
Use as directed.
Evanston Electric wants to rewire the way Arizona thinks about electrical services. For over 18 years, Evanston Electric has provided the most reliable, same-day, valley-wide electrical services, which are all backed by 100% satisfaction guarantee. They are licensed, bonded, and insured for a worry-free repair. Maybe you're remodeling and simply need to install new light fixtures or electrical outlets, or maybe you have an emergency electrical situation that could spell real disaster. Well, the elite group of trained electricians at Evanston are ready to help on a moment's notice. In fact, they have the know-how needed to rewire an entirely outdated electrical system, such as knob and tube wiring, found in many older and historic homes. Evanston Electric specializes in historic valley homes and has been a longtime supporter of 1480 KPHX. So rewire the way you think about valley electricians. To set up an appointment, call 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or log on to rewiringarizona.com. Evanston Electric, Rewiring Arizona. Log on now to www.rewiringarizona.com.
Over the last 5 years, the mortgage industry has been one to keep a close eye on. So what does 2008 have in store? Well, first of all, a record number of adjustable rate mortgages are expected to reset or increase this year and will only continue to increase. So if you're in an ARM, now is the time to review your loan's reset date. Once your loan resets, it could be too late, and it could mean the difference between being able to afford your mortgage payment or not being able to. However, keep in mind that at least for the time being, you can still get a great rate on a loan. Rates are still at a two-year low, so now is not the time to gamble with that interest-only or adjustable-rate mortgage. For your free mortgage analysis, call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. Or log on to 76mortgage.com, BK number 0907413. To get more information about fixed-rate loans, log on to 76mortgage.com or call 602-265-LOAN today.
You, the listeners of 1480 KPHX and the Tom Hartman Show, are some of the most intelligent, informed citizens in the nation. You have progressive values and care what's happening to our precious Earth. You know the commitment I have to reducing the causes that contribute to global warming. The folks at Monolithic Finishes understand that your environmental consciousness seeks alternatives to old technologies. In the past, the products used to seal floors, patios, and decks used ingredients that were not Earth-friendly. Those sealants also disintegrated and left surfaces exposed to damage. Monolithic Finishes is in the vanguard of new technology and retains the fundamental value of making smaller footprints on the earth using natural finishes, which are environmentally gentle without sacrificing quality. Monolithic Finishes technology allows one to see levels of depth, texture, and color that you can't see with other floor sealing products. The unique process produces a multi-spectrum glow on every type of material. Choose extraordinary integrity and ease of maintenance. Choose Monolithic Finishes. Call 505-907-8891. That's 505-907-8891.
Randy Rhodes is next at 1 p.m. Then Jeff Berry is at 4. This is 1480 KPHX.
And welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you live from the Conservative Political Action... What is it?
Conference.
Yeah, conference. I was starting to say committee there.
It's easy to do.
Yeah.
It is very easy. CPAC, you always think it's a pack, it's a committee.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's a conference.
Yeah. But and with me, David Bossy, who actually has a pack, Americans United.
I do.
Americans
Citizens United
Citizens
Political
United.
Victory Fund.
CitizensUnited.org, the website, one of the largest conservative packs. Not Republican, but conservative packs.
Correct.
In the United States.
And you can go to... To see our anti-McCain ad, by the way, we did an anti-McCain ad campaign last week.
Yeah, especially against this campaign finance reform.
Well, we have that going on at the Supreme Court, which we'll find out in about 10 days if we're going to be at the Supreme Court, taking on McCain-Feingold as it relates to advertising for our film.
Right.
But we ran an ad campaign comparing John McCain to Hillary Clinton last week on nationally on Fox News, and it came out on Wednesday night. Time Magazine broke the story, and then Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Laura Ingraham, and everybody kind of came out of the woodwork as that ad campaign went up on the air, and we're
guessing,
really proud of it.
I'm guessing as much as the conservative talkers loved it, the official Republican Party shuddered very hard.
I suspect they did.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that is not our problem.
That's not your problem. There you go.
But
yeah.
You can go to CUPVF.org, Citizens United Political Victory Fund,
right.
CUPVF.org, and watch the ad is just right there. You can watch it. But it's been on Fox News the last week, and Meet the Press showed it as part of the roundtable. And James Carville and Mary Madeline and had to discuss. It was very interesting to see happen.
Well, let's get to the details of this thing. It's Terry Crapell over at ConWeb Watch, one of these guys that watches conservatives and what they're up to, says this movie is going to be, if Hillary Clinton is the nominee, this movie is going to be the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth against Hillary, and that, and
wow.
this is basically kind
I'm
of...
I'm going to have to pay attention to whoever you just mentioned. I'm going to have to go find him.
He says you guys are following the model perfectly, and that that it probably will work as well. And
that's
for those of us on
great
the...
Great praise.
Those of us on the Democratic side, a little nervous making. Yeah. Well, so what are we going to get hit with here,
David? The film is, to be perfectly honest, I get a lot of liberals and independents who have come to some of the premieres around the country. And they actually come out of the theater saying, oh, my goodness.
Damn, I should have voted for Dennis Kucinich.
Well, or maybe I'm a vote for Obama, or it has reminded me about all of the things that we didn't like about her. It really is but let me just say this. People like to say it's part of the vast right-wing conspiracy, it's going to swift boat her, all of those things.
Well, it is.
It's not.
Proud of that.
Well, no, I'm proud of the film. And I am a conservative. I'm a conservative leader. I'm the founder of the vast right-wing conspiracy.
Now you're owning up to it.
It's a silly thing. I mean, 6,000 people in an auditorium.
But
there's
what
no
are
conspiracy.
The reasons?
Okay, you know what I mean? It's a silly theory.
It's like the liberal conspiracy that Limbaugh's been talking about all these years. We do all this stuff right out in the open.
Right.
But, we just have 2 minutes left.
Let me tell you about
what are the details?
The film is outstanding. And let me just say again, go to HillaryTheMovie.com because you can watch the trailers, watch the TV ads that we're fighting in court to go see, and see the cast. The cast consists of
reporters.
Give
me two reasons why I shouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton.
Well, let me just say this. First of all, I don't make movies to stop people from voting for her. First of all, it's one of the things that you can't do when we're trying to make films. We can't do that. This film does not advocate her election or defeat. It just simply...
Although the courts say that you do.
No. The courts didn't say that. But the courts say that our ads are political ads and therefore need to follow McCain-Feingold. We're saying it's an infringement on our free speech and therefore they're not political ads. And that's
so
what we're going to...
So we know with John Kerry the main hit was, he wasn't really a patriot. What's the main hit against Hillary Clinton?
Well, Hillary Clinton, the people that came out in our film, Kathleen Willey, Billy Dale... Joe Connor. Joe Connor's father was murdered by the FALN terrorists in New York City in the 70s. The Clintons, she was running for the Senate the first time in 2000, pardoned the 14 FALN terrorists for 34 or 39 bombings throughout New York and Chicago. Without being asked for clemency, Clinton was asked 2 days later, pardoned these people.
Why?
Why? Why? Well, we would like to know why. And so literally 3,000 people had applied, and they had only granted three commutations.
Now, with regard to Kathleen Willey, I had her on the program. I read her book when it came out a month or two ago. Mm-hmm. And she seemed to me not all that credible, and she wasn't making accusations against Hillary. She was making accusations against Bill.
Right. But what it is the private investigators used to intimidate these women, really Hillary ran that whole operation throughout the 90s. Throughout the 80s and 90s, for that matter. And we have one of the private investigators that was hired to do that, talks about it. Bill, Dick Morris, who worked for them and
he's working with you and putting this movie together.
He's putting this movie out. Worked for them for 20 years.
Yeah, but he got busted for being with a hooker,
but
and they fired him, and he's upset about it. Well, he's disgruntled employee.
But that doesn't mean he doesn't know what they were doing, because he was in the room when they were doing it.
Yeah, but he's got a dog in the fight.
But that doesn't...
But I suppose you do, too.
If they wanted to sue Dick Morris or me for the content, by all means. But they won't. All they'll do is attack him for what you just said, try to attack his credibility.
Right.
But that doesn't mean the facts aren't the facts. And what we say is, look at the facts of this film. By the way, Billy Dale, fired travel office director, Joe Connor, Kathleen Willey, all Democrats, not part of the vast right-wing conspiracy, all whose lives were ruined by the Clintons.
Interesting. David Bossie, the executive producer of Hillary the Movie, the president of Citizens United, HillaryTheMovie.com, CitizensUnited.org. David, thank you for being with us today.
Look forward to doing it again.
Good talking with you. 27 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Don't miss Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter live and in person. Tickets at 1480kphx.com.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-9187 now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-9187. That's 1-800-607-9187. Again, 1-800-607-9187.
If your cat's tail is down, but the tip is up, it could mean she's nervous and insecure. We watch Higgins' tail for fast tail movements. That means he's about to take somebody on, especially if he starts making this high-pitched chatter. Or sometimes he'll even, you know, meow like he's friendly, and then, clomp, he's gotcha. But when it comes to good health, Higgins is doing great. And when it comes to good health, how does your cat rate? Find out with the Purina One Health Scorecard. When Higgins began the Purina One 30-Day Challenge, we filled out the scorecard, and he was an 18. Now he's a 24. If your pet is like mine, I think you'll see that her score will improve, so I'm offering you a free bag of Purina One to get you started. What's your pet's health score? To get your Purina One Health Scorecard and a free 3.5-pound bag of Purina One kitten or cat food, take the Purina One 30-Day Challenge today. Call 866-380-MEOW, 1-866-380-MEOW, or go to PurinaONEChallenge.com and take the challenge with me, 1-866-380-MEOW.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Update, I'm Sandy Kozel. A GOP candidate is putting on the brakes. The Associated Press has learned that Mitt Romney will suspend his faltering presidential campaign. He's making the announcement now in a speech to a conservative group in Washington, D.C. It would mean John McCain has effectively sealed the Republican presidential nomination. Standoff at a Los Angeles home is over and 5 people are dead. Police say that includes a SWAT team officer, the gunman inside the house, and 3 people inside with him.
During one of the instances, one of the exchanges with this suspect, the exchange of gunfire, the suspect went down and was hiding between a couple mattresses.
He started shooting after tear gas was lobbed inside. In Portsmouth, Ohio, a teacher's husband went to her Catholic school and shot her in front of her 5th grade students this morning. No children were hurt. Accident at Washington, D.C.'s Union Station. An Amtrak locomotive hit a commuter train, injuring 7 people. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Stephanie Miller. Tom Hartman. Randy Rhodes. Jeff Farias and Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Introduce your business to a new customer with buying power. Advertising in Echo Magazine will help you reach a multi-billion dollar market within the gay and lesbian community. Join other advertisers, such as Bridgestone Tires, Jobbing.com Arena, Subaru, Merck Pharmaceuticals, and the City of Glendale, in reaching a large, loyal, and lucrative target audience. Echo Magazine is distributed free at more than 200 convenient locations throughout Arizona, California, and Nevada. Our Lambda Directory of Advertisers is an essential community reference guide. We take pride in creating a publication that readers will save and refer to again and again, ensuring tremendous visibility for your advertisement. For more information, call 602-266-0550 or check us out on the web at echomag.com. Give your advertising resounding results with Echo Magazine.
Equality Arizona Radio this week is
live from Detroit.
We're there to find out what does it take to create change. Equality Arizona and 2,000 other LGBT advocates from all over the country will come together to answer that question at the 2008 Creating Change Conference in Detroit. Tune in, socialize, and mobilize with the Quality Arizona Radio, Saturday, February 9th from 10 to 11 a.m., coming to you live from Detroit. Equality Arizona Radio, every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m., right here on KPHX.
Tax time is just around the corner. Is your business prepared? Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. As a QuickBooks Pro Advisor, I can help you organize your business bookkeeping to take a complete package to your CPA. For a full list of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz or give us a call at 480-946-2484. That's 480-946-2484 or find us on the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com.
This is preeminently the time to speak the truth frankly and boldly.
Our heroes left us an America they believed in.
We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
They're gone. We're here.
Ask what you can do for your country.
So, how are we doing?
Under pressure.
Activate your passion with the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
And welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you, broadcasting live from the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C. at the Omni Shoreham Hotel, where Mitt Romney just announced he's suspending his campaign. Lots of wild stuff going on. The conservative movement based here really having to make some tough decisions now. And Gary Aldrich is with us. He is a former FBI agent, the author of Unlimited Access, an FBI agent inside the Clinton White House. He also wrote a couple of novels, Thunder on the Left and Speak No Evil, and is the president and founder of the Patrick Henry Center for Individual Liberty, which is thepatrickhenrycenter.com on the Internet. And, Gary, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you with us.
It's good to be here.
First of all, your book, you know, an anti-Clinton book, there's, you know, a lot of this coming down the road. We were just talking with the guy, David, who's doing the Hillary the movie. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to get to the details of this with you in just a second, because you were an FBI agent in the Clinton administration. But I'm curious, do you define yourself as a movement conservative, as a conservative within this movement?
I think I do. I was scooped up, if you will, along the way after the book came out by the movement conservatives. But I needed to learn who they were, of course, conducted my investigations there, and determined they were the group at that time that fit my profile
your
best.
Person, yeah,
sure.
Your perspective.
Right.
So what are you going to do now? Mitt Romney was sort of the Wall Street Journal branch of the Republican Party, the largely movement conservative, and on those areas where he had been liberal, you know, gay marriage and whatnot, he changed and aligned himself with you guys. He's gone. Mike Huckabee is not taken seriously in a lot of quarters and has said some really strange things, like let's amend the Constitution to put God into it, and which, the Baptist one or the Catholic one or the Jewish one or the Hindu one? I mean, you know, it's like, where do we go with that? Doesn't seem conservative to me, frankly. And you guys have a big problem with John McCain. What's going to come out of this conference, do you think?
I hope what comes out of this conference and in the weeks and months to follow is a realization at long last that the movement, that would be the grassroots folks who make up this country, are really the employers. And these folks that we're talking about now in this process are our employees.
The politicians?
The politicians are our employees. They're not our king. It's not a monarchy. And we have shown in the past when conservative people in this country, and that includes people in the movement or just working stiffs out there, do not like a policy or a procedure or a direction either the White House or Congress is taking, we can change it, and we have. There are so many examples of how we have changed a political direction of this country.
And on both sides. I mean, you're singing my song. I mean,
on both sides.
It's power from the ground up.
Yes, it is. And I'm afraid too many of my fellow associates here at the conference, maybe they didn't have the benefit that I did of actually working in the White House and on Capitol Hill, but you find out that these men and women put on their britches one leg at a time, just like everybody else, and sometimes they have good ideas, and sometimes they don't.
To what extent, in that context, you worked inside the Clinton White House.
That's right.
To what extent were the Clintons, or specifically Bill Clinton, I guess, he was the president, although Hillary was quite active, apparently, politically, to what extent were they responding to the people, to this kind of this power that you're talking about?
Well, they do. They do, of course, align themselves with a base. They have to have a base to get elected and
right.
continue to have power. And so I believe their policies were reflecting what the base wanted them to do, and, in fact, what the base said they needed to do if, in fact, the base supported them.
Mm-hmm. Although the base was against NAFTA, it was against WTO. In fact, the majority of Americans were.
That was later on in the process, but my first thought is gaze in the military was the number one issue as they hit the door over there at the White House. That became their very first issue, mm-hmm. and that was looking at the radical movement and saying, yes, we understand, we made a deal with you, and now we're going to fulfill that deal.
Wasn't that an issue that was forced by the Republicans? I mean, that was, you know, Republicans are trying to put those on ballots. They were trying to amend the Constitution.
Well,
there were several pieces of legislation.
That came later.
It seemed to me that the Democrats were being reactive to the Republicans pulling out a wedge.
Well, I don't know that, first of all, if you gain the White House and you're in there in the Oval Office, I'm not sure the very first thing you tee up is a controversial wedge issue.
Yeah.
And I think this set them off in a direction.
It was a political mistake.
Well, in later years, Bill Clinton began to understand that a more moderate or gradual approach to some of the greater issues that he had in mind was the key to actually having these things get through. And but, of course, the other thing, let's remember, was the health care issue that took up, again, created an enormous controversy because they were bending and twisting and breaking all the rules in terms of putting Hillary Clinton in charge of it. She had no standing to be in charge of a health care initiative. There was nothing in the law that permitted it. In fact, quite the opposite. There is law in the books that say that an immediate relative, of course she was, could not be a government employee. So she had
the anti-nepotism.
Right,
exactly.
Talking about,
you know, basically. But she wasn't being paid for that.
So. Well, that doesn't really matter down at the White House.
So
you have a certain number of days you can work down there without going through the proper legal procedures to have standing. And she exceeded that all over the place. But that aside, that's procedure. What really counts here is that the American people took a look at the health care plan that she was offering and they rejected it, and that's what I'm trying to say here
today. After $300 million worth of advertising from the health care industry.
Well,
we all remember Harry and Louise.
But see, that's America, and that's what I'm trying to say here today.
Well, no, that's industry.
The people of this country, many of them who work in industry, and our stockholders in industry actually run this country, not the president, not a senator, not a congressman. No matter how important they make themselves look, you and I are the ones that run this country.
So if there was a company that had hundreds of millions of dollars to be made with something that offended you, for example, RU 486, you know, an abortion, what you guys would refer to as an abortion drug, and they started a massive, you know, $400 million advertising campaign to promote legislation. You would call that the will of the people?
In a way, yes, because as we have just seen, Mr. Romney here, Governor Romney, spent millions and millions and millions of dollars to attempt to be president, and it didn't work.
Yeah, but that he's a person. I mean, a lot of people, I think, looked at him and said he's disingenuous.
Well,
I mean, here's the question that both you and I have to confront, I think, frankly, you know, movement conservatives and movement progressives, and that is, in a country where the Supreme Court has said that corporations are persons and that money is speech, we don't have one man, one vote, or one person, one vote. We have the extraordinary power of, like, the Mars family and the Walton families pushing for the so-called death tax, you know, to change that behind the scenes with hundreds of millions.
My answer.
We have money spinning things?
Well, my answer to that is the rejection of the immigration bill, which occurred, and of course, that Senator McCain was the leading proponent of that bill, and there was an enormous amount of capitalistic money behind that bill to get that bill pushed through, including George Bush in the White House, and it didn't matter how much money went into the lobbying there. It didn't matter how much sword rattling went on the part of the White House or the Senate of the House.
But
the
I didn't see any ads run for it.
And
what
this,
I did see was a lot of Lou Dobbs. I really think he's almost single-handedly nuked that thing.
So Lou Dobbs runs the country.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying he's just very influential. And
I like him too. But
I didn't see the meatpacking companies out there advertising or the hotels that hire people to clean the rooms.
They have a particular problem here in terms of bringing too much attention to themselves. The inspectors may be knocking on the door the next day to find out how many of the people in there actually are legal and illegal.
Yeah. Well, I do want to give you a chance to talk about your book, Unlimited Access. We're talking with Gary Aldridge. He is a former FBI agent. He's the author of Unlimited Access, an FBI Agent Inside the Clinton White House. And we've got about 2 minutes left, Gary, here. And so what's, in summary, Congress, in fact, asked you to come and testify before them, and you passed on that. You declined.
Well, actually, no. I did give some testimony, but not in front of a camera. I gave testimony to Congress. I gave testimony to special prosecutors. And
so, what do we need to know?
What you need to know is that the Clinton Act, if you will, back in those two terms, was they just didn't rise to the occasion. Probably half the things they wanted to do, they couldn't do because their approach was so chaotic that it would stumble along just falling upon its own process and of chaos. And this is what I found, I think, more than anything else in the Clinton White House was the lack of organization. They had plenty of passion. We all know that. They had plenty of hopes and activities planned.
Had you seen previous administrations, Bush and Reagan? Were you in the White House for those?
Yes, Bush.
I'm curious of your comparison.
Well, all administrations have a little fit and start at the front end, but normally they use that transition period to eliminate a lot of that. The Clintons hadn't even planned for January 20th. They weren't ready, and they didn't have their people selected, and they didn't have the investigations underway to give them clearances and all the rest of it. It was a total chaos hitting the White House, and they had an arrogance that basically said, hey, we don't care what the rules are here. We're bringing our own rules along. And some of that works, but some of it's illegal.
Yeah, and thus your concern, and you're writing your book, Unlimited Access, an FBI agent inside the Clinton White House. Gary Aldridge.
Good to be with you.
Thank you. And also president of the Patrick Henry Center, thepatrickhenrycenter.com. Interesting conversation, Gary. Thanks for dropping by and talking
with
us.
Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you, too. It's 45 minutes past the hour. 866-303-2270, our telephone number, tomhartman.com, airamerica.com on the web. And if you want to drop into our live chat room, we'll be right back.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Barrios, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Hey, don't be the guy who forgets Valentine's Day. Make it easy on yourself and get a great deal at ProFlowers.com, where you can order your flowers now for delivery on Valentine's Day. And this week only, ProFlowers has an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Get one dozen red roses or two dozen assorted roses for just $39.99. Plus, both come with a free vase and free truffles. That's over $20 in savings and a fantastic deal this close to Valentine's Day. ProFlowers is the best way to order flowers. It's convenient, easy to use, and a great value. But more importantly, ProFlowers has beautiful, long-lasting, fresh-from-the-field flowers. And Valentine's Day delivery is guaranteed. Time is running out. So to get your roses and your free vase and truffles in time for Valentine's Day, go to ProFlowers.com. Find the radio microphone located in the upper right-hand corner. Click it and just type in my password, Hartman. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the radio microphone and use my password, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. That's ProFlowers.com or call 1-800-PROFLOWERS.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
Bush has been in the White House slashing taxes since he got into office. How'd that work out for you?
You know, I mean, you wouldn't even know that Bush was cutting taxes unless you're the top 0.1% in this country, would you? Okay, the top whole 1% knows. Nobody else knows that he cut taxes because everybody is going broke.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from 1 to 4 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
When you bought your computer, you expected it to work, but for some explicable reason, it refuses to cooperate. You need help, but where do you go? You've heard the horror stories about those other guys, the ones who are more salesmen than technician. You need someone you can trust. You need 5-9 Computer Services. We are experienced computer technicians, and we come out to you on your schedule to get your computer working again. So call 5-9 at 602-535-5699 or visit us online at aztechsupport.net.
Criminal justice is one of America's fastest-growing career fields. With new jobs emerging in the private investigation and security fields, now is a good time for you to develop your skills in this exciting field. At the ITT Tech School of Criminal Justice, they teach you the fundamentals of the criminal justice system. With a degree in criminal justice, you can pursue exciting, entry-level opportunities involving private investigations, workplace security, and insurance investigations. Write down this number, 1-800-338-4571. Find out how you can obtain an education that you can use to develop your skills for a career in this fast-growing field. Classes meet just a few days a week, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Call 1-800-338-4571. For a brochure on the ITT Technical Institute School of Criminal Justice, call now, 1-800-338-4571. 1-800-338-4571.
Joseph McCarthy had an enemies list, and so did Richard Nixon. Now, according to the Phoenix New Times, so do County Attorney Andrew Thomas and Sheriff Joseph Arpaio. This is Mark Manoil, Chairman of the Maricopa County Democratic Party. If you're as concerned as we are about protecting individual rights and freedoms from politicians who abuse their authority, we encourage you to contribute to our Law and Order Restoration Fund. To learn more, visit our website at MaricopaDemocrat.com or call 602-298-0503. Paid for by the Maricopa County Democratic Party.
The mainstream media ignored him. The right-wing noise machine attacked him. And this country went to war because no one listened to him. Now you can. 1480 KPHX presents former Chief UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter, joining Mike Malloy for a night of enlightenment at the Fiesta Resort Conference Center in Tempe, February 23rd. Tickets at 1480kphx.com. Presented by Ecotality Inc. and sponsored in part by Camelview Accounting Services and U.S. Tone Duty. Find out what they didn't want you to know.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480 KPHX.
And welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you, live from CPAC. Where Mitt Romney could no longer withstand the withering attacks of his former positions by his current self, and so has dropped out. And our program, by the way, brought to you by the 200,000 healthcare worker, in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers of SEIU 1199, saying that healthcare should be a right, not a privilege for all Americans, and good on them for it. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. And Bernice in Dearborn, Michigan. Hey, Bernice, welcome to the program.
Hi, Tom. I understand that in using the word suspension, Governor Romney is able to hold on to his delegates.
Right, the same as John Edwards did in the Democratic side.
Now, do we know how many delegates John Edwards is going to take to the convention with him?
I don't have that number in front of me. I know that by suspending his campaign, in some races, he actually lost his delegates. They went back into the pool.
Oh.
In some states, the Democratic Party does it differently than the Republican Party, and there are certain thresholds that you have to meet in order to hang on to your delegates, certain vote thresholds. And I frankly don't have the state-by-state breakout information.
Oh, all right.
But Edwards, I believe... that Edwards is keeping the majority of his delegates, and that he did lose some of his delegates when he suspended his race. Romney, this is subject to correction, but my understanding from talking with people here about how the Republican side works, and from what I've read, is that Romney will be able to hang on to all of his delegates, but we'll see.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, and thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Lisa in Garberville, California. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Great. You know, by the way, I just want to say, Lisa, before you get started, the two things that are becoming so obvious to me from this conference is, number one, they were all prepared for Hillary Clinton to be the nominee. And I think that they're probably still expecting it, because I haven't seen any. I mean, there's right across the row from me and down the aisle a little bit, they're selling all these conservative books and pamphlets and things. And they've got $3 bills with Hillary Clinton's face on them. They've got anti-Hillary posters, Hillary dartboards, Hillary everything. There's no Obama anything. So these folks here are either, you know, they're slow to react, or they're assuming that Hillary Clinton's going to be the nominee. Anyhow, to your point, Lisa.
Okay, actually, just to comment on that real briefly, this is not why I called in, but it is very obvious and apparent to me that regardless that the conservatives say that they want Hillary to be the candidate, I think many of them are false, and they are very concerned that Barack Obama might become the candidate. But nevertheless,
well, they've already invested millions of dollars in taking down Hillary. The movies, the books,
right.
I mean, you know, it's like right. They really need her to be the candidate now.
Absolutely, this is true. Now, I'm actually calling about Barack Obama, and I'm very concerned because he's a great motivational speaker and getting people really motivated, yet he has said things that is very contradictory to what he has said prior, and the Republicans, along with Hillary, is not discussing this. For example, perhaps you can correct me if I'm wrong, but for example, he is taking money from corporations, as though he says he's the only one that is not.
No, he's not. None of them are, actually. Corporations, I don't believe, can give money directly. You have to have a PAC to do that, to give money directly to a campaign. What happens is you get people within a company who individually give money, and sometimes they do what's called bundling, which is where, you know, your maximum campaign contribution is either $2,200 or $2,400. And so they go out and they find, you know, 10 or 15 friends or coworkers or whatever, and each one of them puts in the money. And, you know, Bush, when he really pioneered this and did it very, very well, I say with a grimace, and he had his Rangers and his Super Rangers, I forget what they were called, with people who had bundled, you know, 1,000 contributions or 100 contributions. There's bundling going on the Obama side and on the Clinton side.
Absolutely.
But the Clinton side is actually taking money, my understanding has actually taken money from lobbyists. And the Obama
right,
side will not take money from
you're
lobbyists.
Saying that the nuclear manufacturing company, which I've been hearing on Democracy Now, even from the progressive movement, that is stating that Barack Obama is taking money from the lobbyists. And you're stating that is incorrect?
I frankly don't know the details of it.
Okay.
My understanding, Lisa, is that the company, well, I can tell you flat out, the company itself is not supporting anybody because the companies aren't doing
okay.
it.
And a couple other items which I'm very concerned about, seeing as though we really don't want somebody who's lying in the White House once again, that he also stated, Barack Obama, that he passed a bill in Congress. And I don't know, unfortunately, what bill that was, but I was told that it was brought to Congress, but they shot it down. And when he's going into these debates, he continuously states that he was able to pass this bill. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know what bill you're talking about, Lisa, specifically, but what's wrong with somebody changing their position? I mean, you know, Bill Clinton changed his positions on a number of things once he became president. We have, frankly, John Edwards, almost all the things that he was running on were things that were different from the way that he voted back when he was a senator a decade ago. And not all of them, but many of them. I believe in redemption, and I believe in the ability of people to change their minds. In fact, I want a politician who can change their mind.
100%. The last thing that I've noticed is he is so clear with the American people that he is not for universal health care, and yet his wife is out there at that big convention in Los Angeles stating that my husband supports universal health care, and he will bring that to the people. And I don't know whether or not she's informed wrong or if he was...
Well, he's in favor of universal health. Again, I'm not a surrogate for the Obama campaign, and I'm not going to speak on behalf of them. But my understanding is that he's saying universal, and I think maybe what you're talking about is single payer. And there was a time when he was in favor of single payer health care. In fact, the Clinton campaign has you know, run an attack ad against him for that. And, I'm in favor of single-payer health care. I think that's the only solution to the thing. But now both he and Hillary Clinton have backed away from that. But, you know, bottom line, these things don't shoot him down, Lisa, I don't think. And just like I don't think, frankly, all these conservative attacks on Hillary are going to shoot her down, I think that people are going to, and thank you for the call, I think people are just going to look at these candidates, they're going to look at their positions, but mostly they're going to be looking at the candidates. Most decisions, most political decisions, ultimately, not by political junkies like you and me, people who are really paying attention, but by the majority, unfortunately, by the majority of Americans, most political decisions are made on gut.
Exposing the con in conservative
con.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Have you joined AARP?
Give me one good reason why I should.
You receive AARP the magazine, the AARP bulletin, access to the AARP website. You can save at thousands of hotels, motels, and resorts worldwide. Save on airfares, cruises, auto rentals, and vacation packages. AARP confronts age discrimination by employers. AARP works to strengthen Social Security and protect pension and retirement funds. Become eligible for AARP-endorsed homeowners, auto, and life insurance. Get access to reasonably priced long-term care insurance and group health insurance. Pharmacy services with convenient delivery to your mailbox. Access to a reduced-fee legal services network. Save on shoes, gifts, videos, and other products. You can join when you turn 50. Save on home security, online service subscriptions, emergency towing through the AARP motoring plan and other services. All for $12.50 a year.
That is one good reason to join.
Hurry. 1-800-950-7599. That's 1-800-950-7599. To join for only $12.50 a year. 1-800-950-7599. That's 1-800-950-7599.
I'm Attorney Van Osteen. Some years ago, I won a landmark case in the U.S. Supreme Court. I believe that when people needed information about the law and their rights, it was too difficult to get. The legal system needed change, and my case helped do that for everyone. For more than 30 years, we've been helping people who were injured in accidents. We've recovered more than $3 billion for clients who relied on us. People acting alone are at a huge disadvantage against powerful insurance companies that use their resources to gain special favor from politicians. But our law firm will stand toe-to-toe with them. We have the skill, determination, and experience to do what needs to be done to win for you. I'm Van Osteen, and we'd like to help you.
Get in touch with Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. That's 252-8888 or vanosteen.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A major development in the presidential race. Mitt Romney has dropped out.
I entered this race because I love America. And because I love America, in this time of war, I feel I have to now stand aside for our party and for our country.
Romney's decision leaves John McCain as the most likely candidate to win the GOP nomination. McCain holds most of the delegates awarded so far in primaries and caucuses. He still faces some criticism, though, from within his own party. Conservatives have questioned McCain's position on several issues. He'll have an opportunity to address some of those issues when he speaks to the Conservative Political Action Committee in Washington this afternoon. Meanwhile, Mike Huckabee's campaign says the former Arkansas governor will continue. Democrats are talking about money. Hillary Clinton's campaign says it's raised $4 million in online contributions since the Super Tuesday primaries. Barack Obama's campaign has also been bringing in the cash, raising more than $7 million in the same time. A deadly standoff with police in Los Angeles has ended. A gunman, a SWAT team member, and three others were killed. When police were able to break into the house, Assistant Chief Jim McConnell says the gunman tried to hide from the SWAT team.
During one of the instances, one of the exchanges with this suspect, the exchange of gunfire, the suspect went down and was hiding between a couple mattresses.
Meanwhile, in Ohio, police say a man accused of shooting his wife inside of her elementary school classroom has now been found dead in his home. CIA Director Michael Hayden says the legality of waterboarding is in doubt under current law. His comments today follow those by Attorney General Michael Mukasey, who told a congressional panel he had no plans to launch a criminal investigation of the use of that interrogation technique by U.S. agents. On Wall Street, within the last hour or so, we've seen some upticks. The Dow now up by 102. This is AP Radio News. Seven astronauts have boarded the space shuttle Atlantis, but it's still not certain whether there will be a launch today. The AP's John Belmont is at the Kennedy Space Center. John, what's the weather like, and will there be a launch?
Well, we'll know, Diane, in less than 45 minutes. The Central Florida showers are moving to the north of the Cape. All other conditions are currently acceptable. The shuttle weather officer now expects a 40% chance of weather that's go at launch time. That's up a notch from 30%. The astronauts are all strapped in. The hatch is closed, and now it's just wait and see if Atlantis blasts off after a two-month delay and heads up 215 miles high to add a new science lab to the International Space Station, Diane.
All right, John. Dozens of people have been arrested by American and Italian authorities in a huge mob bust. A federal grand jury in New York has accused 62 people. Angelina Jolie is in Baghdad. She's there on a mission as a UN Goodwill Ambassador to highlight the plight of Iraqi refugees. She's telling leaders there more needs to be done to allow displaced Iraqis to return home. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Cantina Laredo. Cantina Laredo is now serving gourmet Mexican food in Gilbert Santan Village. Savor a real lime margarita. Taste fresh guacamole. Visit the new Cantina Laredo in Gilbert tonight.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
It's a new year, Arizona, and if you're like me, you probably made a handful of resolutions for 2008. You know, like going to the gym, eating right, and tackling world peace. Well, you can make a difference this year. Join me at the 4th Annual Human Rights Campaign Gala Dinner on Saturday, February 9th at the newly renovated Phoenix Convention Center. This year's theme, Be the Change, reminds us that we are the foundation of change, and you can be the change for equality in Arizona and America. Celebrate a truly memorable evening with fine dining, keynote address by HRC President Joe Solomonese, and entertainment by the hilarious Alec Mappa from the hit television show Ugly Betty. And don't miss our spectacular silent auction featuring local premier artists, galleries, and businesses. Please join us February 9th. Your support is critical as the Human Rights Campaign continues to fight for equality for the GLBT community. Purchase your tickets now at hrc.org/Phoenix. That's hrc.org/Phoenix.
This Valentine's Day, skip the Hallmark holiday gifts and give your Valentine a gift they won't forget. Treat them to a day of pampering at Essence Day Spa. From soothing foot massages and Swedish massages to calming hot stone therapy, Essence Day Spa will smooth out the tensions of everyday life. Organic body wraps and full body scrubs will leave your Valentine glowing inside and out. And Essence Day Spa is locally owned, so you can enjoy the services you'd expect from a resort at non-resort prices. In fact, make it a couple's day and save. Simply mention 1480 when you purchase a spa package and get 50% off any spa package of equal or lesser value. To view their complete line of spa services, visit EssenceDaySpa.net. That's EssenceDaySpa.net. Or to schedule an appointment or purchase a gift card, call 623-362-1110. This Valentine's, give the gift of rejuvenation at Essence Day Spa. Visit EssenceDaySpa.net or call 623-362-1110.
The Jeff Farias Show.
That Arlen Specter, that's the guy. His big concern is whether or not the NFL destroyed videotapes. Arlen Specter, same guy who wrote the magic bullet theory. You know, this magic bullet that passed through John Kennedy and into Connolly's shoulder, down into his elbow, across into his knee. That's what Arlen Specter's concerned about? You've got to be kidding me.
The Jeff Farias Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 to 7 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX. Tom Hartman Program. Tom Hartman. Where smart people get their news.
And welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you, broadcasting live from the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, the largest annual get-together, shindig, hoedown, of conservatives in the nation, movement conservatives. This is not the Republican Party. This is the conservative movement. And we are here, and we're having a fine time. Just watched Mitt Romney. His campaign could not withstand the withering attacks of his campaign. Thomas Schatz is with us. He's the president of Citizens Against Government Waste, CAGW.org.
You know, Tom, it really seems to me, with regard to Mitt Romney, that he's been running all these attack commercials. This is why all the other Republicans don't like him personally, if the news reports are to be believed, because he just, you know, mercilessly goes after them for positions that he used to hold. So would it be safe to say that Mitt Romney's campaign just crumbled under the attacks of Mitt Romney's campaign?
Well, it's certainly something to consider. It was noticeable, to say the least. And, look, they had to respond. John McCain had to respond in most instances because he was running ahead. And I think what he's learned, certainly based on the 2000 campaign, is you don't sit there and take the shots. You go right back.
Right.
And clearly, one way or another, all of this had an impact. And, look, all the candidates have questions from the groups that are here today about various matters. And no one's perfect except, of course, my wife.
Yeah.
Mine is. Yeah, okay. That's it.
Ours are.
Right. So, you disagree with your friends, you disagree with your colleagues at work, but ultimately the objective of what everyone here today wants to do at this conference is go out there and get a conservative administration in Washington, both in the White House and get more Republicans and possibly the majority back in Congress. But you're right, there is a difference between a conservative majority and the Republican Party.
Yes.
We've seen
a big difference.
Right.
And in fact, this is where I'm just a little befuddled. I mean, Ronald Reagan passed the two largest tax increases in the history, arguably, of the world.
Right.
Certainly of the United States.
Right.
Ronald Reagan oversaw the largest expansion of government not during time of war, you know, with the exception of Civil War, World War I, and World War II.
Before George Bush.
In the history of the United States. And now George W. Bush has outdone Ronald Reagan.
Right.
Ronald Reagan borrowed and spent more money than any president before him, to the point that this year we're going to pay interest. The average American family is going to pay about $1,600 in interest on the $300 billion debt that's still left over, or the $300 billion interest payment on the $3 trillion debt that's still left over from Ronald Reagan. And Bush has doubled that. I mean, it's like people who say that they're conservatives, that the movement, the conservative movement endorses, and guys that you endorse, I'm assuming, Citizens Against Government Waste, are, you know, they're not talking your talk, they're talking your talk, they're not walking your walk.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, two things. First of all, let's make sure that, in case the IRS is listening, it's the Council for Citizens Against Government Waste Political Action Committee that endorses people.
Okay. Your sister organization.
Always like to make sure.
Okay.
Look, the effort is to try to impact the debate. We're not going to win everything.
Right.
Earmark reform is a good example. This should have been done years ago by the Republicans. They refused because they viewed it as a way to get reelected. Now, of course, we have the Democrats who won on the earmarks are the currency of corruption platform, and they're not doing enough to restrain them. There was a vote earlier today trying to get the Republican caucus's moratorium in place while they had more reform. Lost by, I think, 8 votes on a procedural question. So, is it too late? Maybe not. But I don't think there's any question that a Democratic president and a Democratic Congress would tax more and spend more. And if you just listen to what they're talking about, they have no idea how they're going to pay for this.
Well, if now, they tax more and balance the budget, isn't that a good thing?
No.
Why not?
Because that increases the size and scope of government.
No, I'm not saying if they spend more. I'm saying if they tax more and balance the budget, isn't that a good thing? Because George Bush, these guys say he cut taxes. He didn't cut taxes. He borrowed about $2 trillion over the last 8 years, mostly from, or at least half of it from sheikhs and Chinese, and gave that money to people who have incomes between $250,000 and $1 billion, and said, here, you know, we're going to call this a tax cut, but, you know, you and I and our children and grandchildren are going to pay for it. That's not a tax cut. That's a tax deferral.
Yeah. Well, we're paying for more than that. We're paying for the spending. We're not just paying for the tax cuts. And one could argue that, by the way, now...
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Well, and everybody is now saying, let's reduce taxes to stimulate the economy. So the theory is if you give people more money across the board,
right,
they'll spend it, and that will help the economy. So that begs the question, why would you then raise taxes at any later date? Doesn't the economy always do well when people have more of their own money?
And well, then it becomes the also, question of why have any taxes at all.
Well, yeah, and of course the decision's being made. Do you want Washington to decide how to spend your money, or do you want to be able to keep more of your own and do it yourself? There's a big distinction.
I mean, yeah, okay, there's some great slogans here, and I think ultimately what it breaks down to is this issue of what is democracy? What is a republic? You know, how does this country organize? I mean, if the majority of the people say there are some things that are too big for me to handle.
Mm-hmm.
I can't put aside enough money to be able to pay for the health care if I get cancer. I'm not sure I can put aside enough money to pay for my old age retirement if we slide into something like the Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like at a certain I can't put aside enough money to protect myself if there's an earthquake in Portland, Oregon, where I live in an earthquake zone or a giant flood. I mean, at a certain point, and certainly I can't pay for an army to protect myself if Canada and England decide to invade us like they did in the War of 1812, although arguably we declared war against them. But in any case, you get the point. I mean, there are some things that it's appropriate for us to have a government for. So the question is, if we the people collectively say, through our elected representatives, yeah, we would like to have Social Security. We'd like to actually pay more taxes and get what we, you know, what Michael Moore calls free health care. We all know it's not free, but we'd like to have, you know, universal single-payer health coverage, and I'm willing to pay more taxes to get it. What's wrong with that? Isn't that the conservative way, ultimately, to say, hey, it's the voice of the people?
That the people are of two minds. They want the government, but they don't want to pay the taxes. And therefore, you end up with overspending, and in some cases, maybe not as much money as you might need to
get. I didn't hear the people screaming during the Clinton administration. He raised taxes, balanced the budget, and...
Well, but he balanced the budget because the economy grew, and money came in from capital gains and a lot from businesses, and people who made money in the market were paying more taxes. Of course, now you have the reverse. The market's dropping, you're getting less money, and therefore you're going to have more
But people
issues.
Making more money on the market... I mean, I've made some money on the market this year, and I'm going to pay, even though my income tax rate on the salary that I get is fairly high, the amount of the top income tax that I'm going to pay on the money that I get from dividends and interest is going to be 15%.
Right.
Tell me why that's fair.
You could talk about double taxation. You could talk about the need for companies to keep that money in order to reinvest it. But I don't have that much of a problem with low taxes. I have much more of a problem with higher spending. And the fact is that neither party likes to reduce anything. And it's always easier in Washington to say, let's go create a new program, than it is to fix something that might not be working well. But, you know, on the tax side, on the entitlement side, it's one thing to say you want it. It's another thing to say, as in particular Hillary Clinton has said, well, I'm just not going to change anything with Social Security. They're going bankrupt. You can't raise enough taxes
if you take the cap off
to do that.
Social Security will be solvent forever.
No, it won't.
Taking the cap off.
That's correct. I am too. If you look at what the Social Security trustees have said, because we looked at this, they say it adds a few years to solvency, not forever.
You're talking about solvency of the fund,
of the
trust fund.
Right, which doesn't exist.
The trust fund
has
been spent by presidents starting with Reagan, but the trust fund was only for the boomers. We have this anomaly where the baby boomer generation is the only generation that is both paying for the retirement of their parents and setting aside money in a savings account to pay for their own retirement. And the assumption is that when that generation dies in the 2020s, 2030s, 2040s, 2050s, that the trust fund was supposed to go away. It was designed from the get-go to go away. It was supposed to be a temporary measure. Social Security before 83 was pay-as-you-go, and it's supposed to go back to pay-as-you-go after 2030. The trust fund is supposed to vanish.
Except, again, when you look at their projections, removing the cap does two things. Number one, it takes money away from people. And number two...
Well, it takes money away from people making more than $97,000 a year.
And by the way, which is not a lot of money to a lot of people living around here. It may be a lot of money in the middle of the country, but it's not a lot when you have to live in a high-cost city. But if you take that off, you are not, quote-unquote, setting it aside. It goes into the government, and it gets spent on everything else. That's why there's a deficit in Social Security.
Because we've been borrowing. From
exactly.
Trust fund,
10 years the lines for us, we're in trouble.
I agree with you in opposition to borrowing from the Social Security Trust Fund. Thomas Schatz, I'm pronouncing it right, Thomas Schatz. Tom Schatz, he's the president of Citizens Against Government Waste, CAGW.org. Tom, thanks for dropping by.
Okay, thank you very
much.
Great
conversation.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Good talking to you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
You know what women really want on Valentine's Day? They want to be spoiled by the man in their lives. Sure, you appreciate all she does with a gift of relaxation, a pajamagram. She'll love the best pajamas or lingerie delivered in a hat box she'll love, along with a lavender sachet, a gift card, and a do not disturb sign. All free! Packaging is amazing, so you don't have to wrap. You can shop online at pajamagram.com. They've got all the top brands, plus pajamas and lingerie you won't find anywhere else. All kinds in all sizes. This year I got celestial satin pajamas for Louise. I know she's just going to love them. I wanted her to know what a star she is in my life. Is there someone special in your life? A pajamagram is the perfect Valentine's gift. Shop now and have your pajamagram delivered overnight or right on Valentine's Day itself. Trust me, guys, women and partners want to be appreciated on Valentine's Day, and this is a gift you'll both love. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or visit pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. And please tell me you heard about it on the Tom Hartman Program.
What are you expecting to happen in 2008? Well, there are things we can't know, such as will gas prices continue to rise, or will mortgage rates continue to increase? But there are some things we know for sure, like we know this will be Bush's last full year in office, and we know this will be a challenging year for real estate. Home values are still on the decline, and mortgage rates and programs are changing every day. If you have the ability and the equity to lock in a 30-year fixed rate, don't hold off, because for the time being, you can still get a great rate on a loan. 76 Mortgage wants to remind you that rates are still at a two-year low. So now is not the time to gamble with that interest-only or adjustable-rate mortgage. For your free mortgage analysis, call 76 Mortgage today at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. Or log on to 76mortgage.com, BK number 0907413. To get more information about fixed-rate loans, call 602-265-LOAN or log on to 76mortgage.com today.
1480 KPHX is sponsor-supported radio. Hi, I'm Tom Hartman, encouraging you to shop locally and progressively. I invite you to visit the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. Art of Framing is locally owned by an independent artist. Create signature frame designs to showcase your favorite artwork or preserve your most treasured memories while tying your entire decor together. Call Art of Framing today, 602-277-3112.
Hello, this is Randy Rhodes. You know, I had my fair share of dental work, and I also had to endure the horrible pain that can ensue from it. So when I came to beautiful Phoenix, Arizona this past September, you remember I was still in pain from those procedures. Well, then I met Dr. Mark Espinoza at Central Dental Care. Mark was so great. He immediately had me stop by his clinic so he can investigate where my pain was coming from. And I'm telling you, if it wasn't for Dr. Espinoza, his wife Susanna, and Central Dental Care, I might not have made it through my big night in Phoenix, and I had a great time that night because Dr. Espinoza truly is the painless smile makeover specialist. Don't just take my word for it. Call the super friendly staff at Central Dental Care at 602-943-7297. 602-943-7297. Find out for yourself. Central Dental Care. Man, can they brighten your day and smile. Call 602-943-7297 or log on to centraldentalcare.com. Central Dental Care. A great smile was never so easy.
Embarrassed by doggy odor? Well, come bathe with us. Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. Self-service dog wash, full-service grooming, hip accessories, delicious fresh baked treats. Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center at 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Winner, Best of Phoenix Magazine and Best of New Times. Wash them, feed them, spoil them, all in one cool place. For all your clean doggy needs, Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. Bark if you're dirty. 602-462-9274. That's 602-462-WASH. Call or stop by today.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I do believe there's a dream for everyone. This is our country. There's room enough here for science to live. And there's room enough here for believing.
This is our country. All of us. Including David Horowitz, who's sitting here with me. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman with you. Our program brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers of SEIU 1199, suggesting that health care should be a right, not a privilege.
My first mother-in-law was a member of 1199.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? God bless her. Hey, you've got David Horowitz. First of all, nice to meet you in person.
Good to meet you. This is my favorite Air America show.
Thank you. We have done battle on the radio in the past, two or three times. But it's nice to meet you in person. I'm holding a flyer which has a picture of a couple of women in. These aren't burkas, are they?
Muslim garb.
Yeah, Muslim garb, just showing their eyes. And one of them is carrying a sign which says, God bless Hitler. And at the top it says, Stop the Genocide. And at the bottom it says, Islamofascism Awareness Week, April 7th through 11, 2008. This is your new gig.
That's right. I'm actually kicking this campaign off Saturday night here. And you're welcome to come. Congresswoman Sue Myrick, who's the head of the Congressional Anti-Terrorism Caucus, which includes Democrats, is going to speak. And we're going to launch on 100 more campuses a campaign to sign a declaration against genocide, which will condemn Hamas, which is a genocidal organization, Hezbollah, which is a genocidal army, and will repudiate the saying of Mohammed, which is in the declaration, which says that the redemption will only come when Muslims go to war with the Jews and kill them. It's funny how people don't notice this. There is it's like the elephant in the room. There's a global religious crusade, one of whose agendas is destroy the Jewish state, the state of Israel, as the little Satan. Of course, after that, they want to destroy the great Satan. We're just going to... I welcome if Air America listeners will support this.
I think you're going to find anybody, David Horowitz, who's going to say, yeah, I'm in favor of genocide. You're not going to find anybody who's going to say that.
But here we have
a country in the Middle East where over 1 million people have died, where 4 million people have been displaced. I mean, I'm going to be in Darfur in March.
Another genocide. Yeah,
exactly. And one that I will acknowledge has a component of Islam associated with it. Although it's not the particular type of Islamofascism I suspect that you're talking about.
No, it exactly is. It was first against Christians, and now it's against Muslims who don't sign on to their...
Yeah.
Now, I have never...
But the country in the Middle East I'm speaking of is Iraq.
I know that. I got that.
I mean, yeah. and you know, I don't know of 1 million people being killed anywhere else by any other, you know, state actor like the United States.
This is like saying holding the United States responsible for the deaths in World War II.
No, I'm sorry. Iraq was, you know, Saddam Hussein was not Adolf Hitler or Tojo. He was not. He did not attack us. He did not.
He
didn't take almost all of Europe.
Well, neither did Hitler attack us. People on the left forget that.
Hitler declared war against us. Saddam Hussein never declared war against us. When we attacked the Japanese, Hitler joined them and declared war against us.
He did declare war against us.
I mean, let's keep history clean here. Iraq never declared war against us. Iraq said, come on, bring the inspectors in, please, all you want. And there were the inspectors were saying, and Hansblick testified before the UN.
You're completely wrong.
We have complete access.
I didn't want to get into an argument about how the Iraq war started, because it's much more important as to what we do now. But that's not the case. He invited the inspectors in after Bush put 100,000 troops on his border, which we could not keep there.
Well, after this resolution passed the Senate authorizing force, and after the UN passed the resolution.
After the UN passed a resolution which said comply or else, which he did not do.
But let's remember that we were the ones who pulled them out in the first place in 98. It was Clinton who pulled the inspectors out so that he could bomb them.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, it is. But in any case, Islamofascism. David Horowitz. Why limit it to, if you want to talk about genocide, I mean, what about what's going on in Burma right now?
Because there isn't a global movement which has agents in the United States, in Europe, which has blown up things everywhere, and which has made very clear what its intention is, as soon as they have enough missiles in place to start a war in the Middle East, whose agenda will be the elimination of the Jewish state. Now, Iraq, here we are.
David, I'm sorry, we've got about 30 seconds. I want you to make your point. How do we stop the genocide?
How do we stop it?
Right. What's your plan?
Well, first of all, by getting all you leftists on board for understanding that you are as threatened as we are by the Islamic threat.
Okay, so we're all afraid. Now what do we do?
Now what we do is we stop, for example, in the Middle East, we stop talking to Abbas, who's a terrorist, and we just show them that terror isn't going to get you anywhere.
So instead of talking to Abbas, we do what? Nuke him?
You stop financing him, you stop talking to him, and you deal with Hezbollah when they violate an international border, which they did in Egypt.
Yeah.
You take them to...
We're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller at 7 a.m., Tom Hartman at 10, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-9187 now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-9187. That's 1-800-607-9187. Again, 1-800-607-9187.
Reason number 22 to switch to Geico. We think renters are cool. Now, we don't know if you were born cool or if it's just all the cool stuff you have in your apartment. The point is, if you want to protect your considerable coolness, ask Geico about renters insurance. For as little as $12 a month, you can protect all the stuff you hold near and dear, including that combination flat-screen TV espresso machine. Now that is cool.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
The visionary.
We always dreamed that we could be number one.
The superstars.
Every time we, put our name on a product, it's the best product that we could do.
The shoes. How did a sneaker company transcend sport to become a cultural icon? Darren Revelle reports. Inside Nike. Premieres February 12th on CNBC. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
McCain in November. I'm Sandy Kozell. John McCain has effectively sealed up the GOP presidential nomination now that Mitt Romney has suspended his campaign. Romney says he's dropping out to avoid handing a victory to Democrats who want to withdraw from Iraq.
In this time of war, I simply cannot let my campaign be a part of aiding a surrender to terror.
Is waterboarding legal? CIA Director Michael Hayden says that's in doubt under current law. Word from Portsmouth, Ohio police is that a man accused of shooting his wife in her school classroom has been found dead in his home. Cheers for the Atlantis astronauts as they head to the shuttle. Forecasters have an eye on the weather, hoping for liftoff within the hour. Shaquille O'Neal is ready to help his new team, the Phoenix Suns, win an NBA title.
Start selling the T-shirts now, all the marketing people. I'm giving you this one for free. The sun will rise in Phoenix.
The Dow is up 63 points. I'm Sandy Kozell.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
There's no reason to live in fear.
Fear is just the result of lack of preparation, and your home is no place to be fearful. Yet we all know someone who is caught unprepared. The bottom line is, you have a home, a family, and pets you are responsible for. ProtectYourWorldAlarms.com not only provides alarms for security protection, but protection from carbon monoxide, as well as fires. They offer security products which can impact every area of your life. ProtectYourWorldAlarms.com is locally owned, and they offer a complete range of home security solutions, so they'll let you customize the level of protection that's right for your home. You love your house, you love your family, and you love your pets. Protect them. For more information or for a free on-site risk evaluation, call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003. Or log on to ProtectYourWorldAlarms.com. Your home is not just a house, it's your whole world. Log on to ProtectYourWorldAlarms.com or call 623-205-8003.
Hi, I'm Lee Strickman, enrolled agent, tax professional, and president of Accurately Done Financial Services, Inc. As a supporter of 1480, I have advertised on the station for three tax seasons. From my exposure on the station, my practice has grown considerably. The return on my investment has been over 150%. It gives me a good feeling to know that I can help the only liberal talk station in Arizona and still improve my bottom line. It is also great to have people use the services that my practice offers and have the ability to share the same ideologies. Give me a call at 623-561-6172.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480 KPHX.
I'm the decider, and I decide what is best.
01/20/2009.
Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
01/20/2009. In 1 year, he loses the house, the plane, and the title.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended.
01/20/2009. The end of an error. Cross your fingers and keep it here on 1480 KPHX.
Randy Rhodes is next at 1 p.m., then Jeff Berrios at 4. This is 1480 KPHX.
Minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. And Christy Harvey, the Director of Strategic Communications. Strategic Communications, isn't it, Christy?
That's exactly it.
With the Center for American Progress is on the line with us. Hey, Christy, welcome.
How are you? I'm so jealous you get to be at CPAC.
Oh, I'm having great
fun. I love CPAC. It's such a crazy carnival of wackiness.
Oh, you should drop by tomorrow.
I think I might.
Come on down. I'll be here doing Radio Row from noon to 3. Come on in. I'll set you down, put you on the air, and talk about whatever's going on.
I'd be happy just to walk around and look at the shows going on.
It's an absolute hoot. I'm telling you, it really is. So you can probably get credentials really easy yourself. But
I can sneak past the gates.
Yeah,
they're not that bright.
Yeah. Well, apparently. We've already talked about this, and you've already talked about it, too, but I just think it's so funny. I've asked two conservatives now, isn't it apparent that Mitt Romney could no longer withstand the attacks of Mitt Romney against the former policies of Mitt Romney? And he took himself down.
Yeah? Yeah. I was expecting this to happen, although I have to admit I wasn't expecting it to happen today. But, you know, the rumor mill started churning bright and early this morning that that was going to happen. And, you know, I think that you're right. I think he crumbled under the own horror that his previous administration and also his negative campaigning really did to him. I think that he tried to play a smart political game and it just failed, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. And $30 million in the hole, too.
That's so much cash.
What I'm curious about is, did he buy his way to the governorship of Massachusetts the way he tried to buy his way to the president of the United States? Because I think most people just assume that he did some sort of wunderkind thing however you say it, by, I guess in German it would be kind, by
becoming the first Republican and Mormon to be elected in the largely Catholic and Democratic state of Massachusetts, when in fact it could be that simply he became the first guy who bought himself a governor's race. Well, he wouldn't be the first, but, you know, that's what he did. Do you know anything about that?
Well, we both know that people get to vote once, but money gets to vote forever. So it wouldn't surprise me. And he has a lot of money, and he has a lot of supporters with a lot of money. Yeah. So I haven't looked into exactly what his vote costs were getting into the governorship. But when you look at the numbers of how much he spent per delegate in the states that he was able to get delegates, it's kind of shocking.
Yeah. Well, it's like Bloomberg, you know. I think it was $87 per vote or $93 per vote, something like that, versus the candidate running against him in the last election, $17 per vote.
Right.
I mean, it's just, it's quite remarkable. Pulling a Brittany, the Reverend Ted Haggard is in the news.
Yes, I thought this was pretty interesting. I just, you know how I love the hypocrisy of evangelicals, but Ted Haggard, as you remember, was fired last year from his ministry when he got caught with crack and the hustler and
gay
all
hooker.
That. The gay hooker, exactly. Yeah. So he went into, off the bat, he went into a three-month rehab that he completed in a week and said that he was fine. And then his church said he could remain in the church if he underwent this, quote-unquote, spiritual restoration rehabilitation program. Mm-hmm. Basically, gay cure.
Yeah.
And so he went into Gay Cure, and they said this is going to take a few years, 10 years or so, but at the end you won't be gay anymore. You won't have these urges. Mm-hmm. And so that was a few months ago. That was last year. And yesterday he quit.
Mm.
He bailed on Gay Cure rehab, and his church is very upset. And they say it's quite premature, and they're cutting ties with him. They wish him well, but they want nothing to do with him now. So he's not out, but he's out of rehab.
You know, there have to be gay evangelicals.
Absolutely.
You know, just
the
like
the
log cabin
crunch.
Republicans.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, there's gay Republicans. There have to be gay evangelicals. Maybe here's an opportunity for a gay evangelical megachurch to start, and he can just get back into the megachurch business.
He's good at it. We'll see. I saw Jesus Camp. He's very good at leading the masses. So maybe this is his new calling.
I don't know.
He'd probably be a lot happier, I have to say that.
It will be interesting to see. The CIA torture tapes, we think we just learned that they were destroyed some time back. It turns out that we didn't know what we didn't know, as the Fireside Theater likes to say.
Exactly. You know, when those destroyed CIA tapes came out a couple months ago, it was, you know, shock. You know, we didn't know. The president said he found out that day when it broke in the news, and everyone said that it was this big surprise. But now, the lead prosecutor in the case against Zacharias Moussaoui, he says that he knew about the CIA tapes more than a year ago.
Hmm.
And these were in these sealed court documents in which he talked about these tapes that just became unsealed this week and were leaked out to the AP. And in it, it shows that at least part of the government knew a year ago that this was going on. All of the shock and horror and how could they that we saw a couple of weeks ago was all for show.
Yeah. And now also, apparently we have a secret torture prison at Guantanamo. I remember I was in Germany, I recall, in the early part of last year, when, as I recall, time these days is a giant fog for me, but whenever it was, when it was revealed that they were building a death chamber at Guantanamo, that they were building an execution room for those folks who got convicted and got the death sentence as a consequence of these military tribunals that they were going to hold. And I was in Europe at the time, and the screaming headlines were, you know, America builds death chamber at concentration camp Guantanamo.
Oh, man.
And I mean, it was just like, and I, like I said, I was in Germany at the time, and there was just such echoes, you know, it was just, it freaked people out.
Right. Well, obviously.
But now we're learning that not only is there, has Halliburton constructed a death chamber down there, I'm quite sure the construction is probably finished by now, but that there is a secret torture place down there.
Well, yeah, this is very interesting because you remember last year or so when the New York Times broke the story about all the secret holding spots, the black spots that we had over in Europe in different countries.
Right.
And there were these secret places you could hide prisoners away from the public, the Red Cross, human rights activists. You could just make them disappear for anybody but the CIA. Mm-hmm. And they denied. And now it comes out that there is one of these secret prisons located at Guantanamo Bay. It's called Camp 7. because there are six camps there with different prisoners in them. This is Camp 7. It reportedly has 15 prisoners in it, and it's top secret. Even people in the military aren't allowed to know about this. And one of the Rear Admiral Mark Busby finally admitted, confirmed that this secret prison did exist, because reports of it would come out with some of the military tribunals of some of the suspects or some of the detainees down there. And people, there were rumors about this thing forever, but this is the first confirmation we have.
Interesting. By the way, another rumor flying around here at CPAC is that apparently Politico has reported this as well, is that part of the reason why Romney pulled out when he did, the way he did, and how he did, was an attempt to unify the folks here, and the buzz is, please do not boo McCain when he gets up to speak.
Really?
Yeah, people are
being asked. So that's the whole plan.
People are being asked not to boo McCain.
Oh, my gosh.
I've had a bunch of these guys on, and I'm like, what are you guys going to do now? And they're like, we don't know. We're not sure.
See, I think, join Ann Coulter and go support Hillary, I guess.
Well, I mean, you know, that's the thing. It's so funny because on our side, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, while neither one of them are, in my opinion, the world's ideal progressive, I mean, there's a whole lot of policy areas where I have differences with both of them. Frankly, they both have over 90% progressive voting scores, you know, by any of the various groups that rank them.
Right.
They're right on most of the issues, and the issues that they're not right on, to my mind, they're close. You know, they're pushable, they're movable.
Right.
If enough of us get active. But John McCain, apparently, by being in favor of transparency for corporations and transnational corporations, and by being in favor of doing something about the problem of, you know, 10, 12, 15 million people in this country who are being exploited by employers, terrified by criminal employers, frankly, by wanting to have, you know, clean and open elections. He just, you know, that's just not acceptable. I'm sorry.
We want shady and we want it now.
Right. That's
how dare you take away our shady candidates. Although I have to tell you, Tom, I sometimes give John McCain the benefit of the doubt. I consider him the best of all evils of the Republican side.
Well, that's the problem. I have had, you know, last night I was talking to
somebody. I'm mad at him today, though.
Okay, go ahead.
Did you see what he did with the stimulus package yesterday?
Yes, he didn't show up for the vote when the two guys traveling with him, Lieberman and what's his name from the former JAG officer.
Oh, who was with him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about. Anyhow, they actually made the vote, but he didn't. He just intentionally wimped out on the vote.
Well, and he has been walking around talking about how important this stimulus package is. Now he's going to support it as soon as he gets to Washington.
Right.
He knows the Republicans don't want him to, so I just think he wussed out a little bit.
And then after the fact, he said he wouldn't have supported it.
And it failed by one vote. It failed by his vote.
Yeah.
And so, I woke up this morning and was like, all right, John, once again, I'm done with you. Yeah. I'm out.
Well, you know, I just last night read the piece in Newsweek. He was the cover story last week, I guess it was. Read the piece on him. And I was talking with a friend of mine who was talking about how one of her kids called up and said, you know, I'm thinking about voting for McCain. And she was like, what? You know, well, he seems like a straight-talking guy, and, you know, we need somebody like that. And he was, you know, they tortured him, and he went, you know, I mean, he's got this, he's going to be damn hard to beat. And I mean, you and I, and I think probably most of our listeners know of all the truly horrific positions he's taken. But it's all about perception, and his perception is
he's got a myth and a mystique, and it works for him.
There you go, yeah. Christy Harvey, the Director of Strategic Communications at the Center for American Progress, AmericanProgress.org. Christy, thanks for dropping by.
Thanks, Tom.
Good talking with you. 45 minutes past the hour.
Tom Hartman. Uncommon sense from the radical middle. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter together. One stage, one night. Tickets at 1480kphx.com.
Hey, don't be the guy who forgets Valentine's Day. Make it easy on yourself and get a great deal at ProFlowers.com, where you can order your flowers now for delivery on Valentine's Day. And this week only, ProFlowers has an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Get one dozen red roses or two dozen assorted roses for just $39.99. Plus, both come with a free vase and free truffles. That's over $20 in savings and a fantastic deal this close to Valentine's Day. ProFlowers is the best way to order flowers. It's convenient, easy to use, and a great value. But more importantly, ProFlowers has beautiful, long-lasting, fresh-from-the-field flowers. And Valentine's Day delivery is guaranteed. Time is running out. So to get your roses and your free vase and truffles in time for Valentine's Day, go to ProFlowers.com. Find the radio microphone located in the upper right-hand corner. Click it and just type in my password, Hartman. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the radio microphone and use my password, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. That's ProFlowers.com or call 1-800-PROFLOWERS.
Stephanie Miller.
Mike Huckabee has nailed down the Chuck Norris endorsement.
Well, it's over now.
I believe the only one who has all of the characteristics to lead America forward into the future is ex-Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, Norris wrote. Like our founding fathers, he's not afraid to stand up for a creator and against secularist beliefs.
So if you don't vote for Mike Huckabee, he'll give you
he'll kick you in the head.
Yeah, he'll kick you in the head.
That's catchy.
Yeah.
I think at least I would stand out. Vote for Mike Huckabee.
Stephanie Miller Show, weekday mornings from 7 to 10 on 1480 KPHX.
My name is Adam Kokish, and I served as a sergeant on a Marine Corps Civil Affairs team in Fallujah. Now I'm a member of Iraq Veterans Against the War. From March 13th to the 16th, we will be revealing the reality of the U.S. occupations of Iraq and Afghanistan, and what will be history's largest gathering of U.S. veterans who served there, as well as Iraqi and Afghan survivors. Eyewitnesses will share their experiences in a public investigation called Winter Soldier, Iraq and Afghanistan. Our troops are sinking into an increasingly bloody occupation. War crimes in places like Haditha, Fallujah, and Abu Ghraib have garnered headlines, but not affected policy. Politicians and generals blame a few bad apples instead of examining the policies that are destroying Iraq and Afghanistan. Iraq Veterans Against the War will gather in our nation's capital to break the silence and hold our leaders accountable. Join us, because ours is a story that every American needs to hear. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of his country. Right now, we are in desperate need of winter soldiers. To find out more, sign a statement of support, and to see what you can do to help us spread the message of Winter Soldier, please go to IVAW.org.
You, the listeners of 1480 KPHX and the Tom Hartman Show, are some of the most intelligent, informed citizens in the nation. You have progressive values and care what's happening to our precious Earth. You know the commitment I have to reducing the causes that contribute to global warming. The folks at Monolithic Finishes understand that your environmental consciousness seeks alternatives to old technologies. In the past, the products used to seal floors, patios, and decks used ingredients that were not earth-friendly. Those sealants also disintegrated and left surfaces exposed to damage. Monolithic Finishes is in the vanguard of new technology and retains the fundamental value of making smaller footprints on the earth using natural finishes, which are environmentally gentle without sacrificing quality. Monolithic Finishes technology allows one to see levels of depth, texture, and color that you can't see with other floor sealing products. The unique process produces a multi-spectrum glow on every type of material. Choose extraordinary integrity and ease of maintenance. Choose Monolithic Finishes. Call 505-907-8891. That's 505-907-8891.
The mainstream media ignored him. The right-wing noise machine attacked him. And this country went to war because no one listened to him. Now you can. 1480 KPHX presents former Chief UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter, joining Mike Malloy for a night of enlightenment at the Fiesta Resort Conference Center in Tempe. February 23rd. Tickets at 1480kphx.com. Presented by Ecotality, Inc. And sponsored in part by Camelview Accounting Services and USTourofDuty.org. Find out what they didn't want you to know.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
They are changing, and everybody's getting in the groove, laughing and dancing and talking and jamming and singing.
Making it better day by day. 9.5 minutes before the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. And, you know, we've had a lot of questions. We're on the air on three different radio stations in Michigan, and over the last few months in particular, a lot of in addition to radio stations all over the country. But we've had a lot of questions about what's the deal with the Michigan primary. Why was Hillary Clinton's name on the ballot and nobody else's? What's going to happen with these delegates or not delegates? How did this happen? Was this some sort of sneaky trick by the Clinton campaign, or was it incompetence and a screw-up on the part of the Obama and Edwards campaigns, for example, you know, taking their names off the ballot? What happened? What was the process? And so we said, let's talk to the source. Mark Brewer is the chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. Their website, MichiganDems.com. And Mark's on the line with us. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
I've got a lot of folks who are really confused, and I confess, as a Michigander myself, I was born and I grew up in Michigan, spent my first 27 years there, I think, my first radio career in Michigan. In fact, the first 10 years that I did radio was in Michigan. I don't understand this. I'm totally confused. What's going on?
Well, here's what happened in terms of the sequence of events going back to last summer. We indicated, as did the Republicans here, that we would support and would participate in a primary to be held in January 15th.
Right.
And so the legislature, on a bipartisan basis, passed the bill, which the governor promptly signed.
Now, is the House or Senate in Michigan controlled by the Republican? Your governor is still Jennifer Granholm, isn't it?
Right. The House is Democratic. The Senate is Republican.
And your governor is a Democrat.
Democrat. So this took bipartisan agreement, cooperation to get it all done.
Okay.
And then under the law, the first step was for the Republican and Democratic Party chairs to put candidates' names on the ballot. And I submitted all 8 candidates for inclusion on the ballot.
Right.
So that's what the ballot is. Then under Michigan law, and this is a provision that's been in Michigan law for many, many decades, there is an option for candidates to withdraw by a certain date. And what happened then was 4 candidates, Senator Biden, Governor Richardson, Senator Obama, and former Senator Edwards, voluntarily withdrew their names from the ballot.
Now, they did that based, correct me if I'm wrong, they did that based on the assumption that everybody was going to voluntarily withdraw their names because that's what the national party asked them to do. Or am I missing something? Or is that what you asked them to do?
Yeah, I don't know if there was any kind of agreement or plan or coordination between the candidates.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly didn't ask them to do that. I mean, I put them all on the ballot and I wanted them to stay on the ballot.
Oh, interesting.
What I'm told, what I've read in the paper about this, is that those 4 campaigns interpreted the pledge that they took not to campaign in Michigan as including removing their name from the ballot.
And
the Clinton campaign, again, based on what I've read in the paper, reached a different conclusion.
And the Kucinich campaign and a couple of others, Chris Dodd.
That's right. They interpreted their pledge differently. Senator Clinton never campaigned here. I mean, that was what the pledge they all took.
Right.
But these 4 voluntarily took the further step and pulled their name off the ballot. So any talk of a conspiracy by us to grease the skids for Senator Clinton and so forth is just wrong. I put all their names on. Those 4 candidates made a conscious, strategic decision to take their names off.
Yeah, and presumably either thinking that it was the right thing to do or it'd get them good press or good PR or or on the assumption that everybody else was doing it, maybe they just weren't paying close attention or something.
Sure, whatever their
motivation. So, Mark, here's the second question then. The convention. Let's say that we go into the convention and Senators Clinton and Obama are still very, very close, and the thing that's going to make or break the candidacy of one or the other of them would be whether or not the delegates from Michigan get seated. And Senator Clinton got, as I recall, around 65% of the vote, didn't she, in Michigan, something like that?
She's going to end up with about 57% of our delegates.
Okay.
And the balance are going to go to uncommitted.
Okay. And so if those delegates get seated and that flips the race to her, my sense is that all hell's going to break loose in the Democratic Party. What's yours?
Well, obviously concerned about that. But here's the political rally, and I've said this to the campaign. That if you do not seat the Michigan delegation and do not allow us to play us a role, you've basically written off Michigan in the fall campaign.
Which is a crime. That's a bigger political crime.
Which could cost them the election. And Michigan is a battleground. There's no formula for a Democrat winning the White House that doesn't include Michigan.
Right.
So, short term, you may have gained the nomination. But you gain the nomination, which will ultimately be fruitless because you're probably going to lose the general election.
Right. So the smart thing for Democrats to support would be to seat the Michigan delegation, understanding that 57% of the delegates are going to go for Hillary Clinton. The rest are going to go for whomever. They're uncommitted. And you know, hope that that's not the tiebreaker so that you guys don't get blamed for it, or I mean, blame is the wrong word probably. But
right. I mean, I've urged everybody to, you know, we need to try to figure this out and see if there's a solution that satisfies the two campaigns,
right,
the DNC and us here in Michigan, because it's
right
in our political self-interest.
Yeah, and Florida as well, by the
Florida
way.
Florida is in the same boat.
Same,
yes.
Same boat, yeah. Very, very interesting. And, you know, I really appreciate your clarifying all this for us, Mark.
My pleasure. There's been a lot of rumors and misinformation out there about this. We're trying to work through this and solve it in a way that wins in November. That's the ultimate goal here.
There you go. And we're all united on that. Mark Brewer, the chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, MichiganDems.com, the website. And, Mark, thanks a lot for dropping by.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
It's the Tom Hartman Radio Program, broadcasting live from the Conservative Political Action Conference. We will be back here tomorrow on Radio Row with more wacky conservatives to share with you and share their perspectives and some actually thoughtful ones as well. And your phone calls. And it's going to be an interesting day, so stick around or show up tomorrow. Same time, same place. And don't forget, democracy begins with you. Activism begins with you. Tag, you're it. Get out there, get active. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184. Or log on to NorthValleyMechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Viva O'Neill with 1480 KPHX. If you are looking to heat up your business, call 602-257-1351 or log on to 1480KPHX.com.